诗歌都是一位弟兄写的。
Earlier, the two songs that we sang are both written by the same brother.
他的名字叫 Isaac Watts, 就是以撒华兹弟兄。
His name is Isaac Watts.
我们说过，在加尔文起来以后，特别是跟随加尔文的人。
We mentioned, after the rise of Calvin, those who followed him.
他们为着要摆脱所有巴比伦的一切的一切的东西。
In order to break free from everything that's from Babylon.
所以在唱诗的时候就受了很多的限制。
And they were very much limited in terms of singing.
他们认为可以唱诗，但是不可以唱，只可以唱圣经里面的诗篇。
They felt that they could sing, but only the Psalms in the Bible.
那这样大概经过了一百多年。
And they lived this way for about 100 years.
一直到了十七世纪末，特别到了以撒华兹被主兴起来的时候。
Until toward the end of 17th century, when Isaac Watts was raised up by the Lord.
因为大家唱诗篇没有什么感觉的。
Because singing the Psalms did not produce the kind of feeling.
很多诗篇是旧约的诗篇。
Because these Psalms were for Old Testament saints.
那个感觉不是新约的感觉。
And the sentiment in many of those songs do not reflect what the New Testament.
所以大家唱的时候根本没有什么很深的印象。
And hence they had a hard time identifying with those psalms.
所以虽然他们在唱诗，但是一切都变成外面的形式。
Though they were singing the psalms, that only became an outward show.
所以有一天他在聚会里，他就跟他父亲说：“他说我实在唱不下去了。”
One day, Isaac Watts mentioned to his father that I couldn't do this any longer.
那他所在的聚会是什么聚会呢？
What kind of meeting was Isaac Watts in?
我们早年晚上说过，清教徒就是从受了逼迫，然后从日内瓦回来那帮弟兄们。
We mentioned yesterday, the Puritans were the people, that returned from Geneva.
他们根据圣经看见教会里面许多都不合乎圣经。
From the scripture, they learned how the church had gone astray.
那有人就决定留下来，这就是我说的清教徒。
Those who decided to remain in the church were the Puritans.
他们希望在教会里面做得胜者，然后希望主能扭转整个教会的情形。
They desired to become overcomers so that the Lord could turn the situation around within the church.
那另外有一班弟兄们觉得这是办不到的事。
However, there were another group of brothers who felt that this could not be done.
如果一个东西，一个系统变成巴比伦，你不可能把它扭转过来。
If anything turns into the Babylonian system, you could never turn it around.
神的命令就是说，你们应当从他们中间出来。
And the command in such a situation from the Lord was to come out.
所以分成两班人，一般是留下，一般是出来。
So the people were divided into two groups, one that remained in the church, the other who left.
留下的人就是清教徒。
The ones that remained were the Puritans.
那出来的人呢，就是我们所说的异义者。
The ones that went out were called the dissenters.
或者说 separatists 是分离出来的。
Or they were also called the separatists.
但是我想根据圣经最清楚，神叫他们出来，他们就应当出来。
But from the scripture, we see that the separatists were right because they.
所以这些人就是出来的人。
So they came out.
那么他们认为说每一个聚会点都应该直接向主来负责的。
They felt that every fellowship ought to, they are directly responsible to the Lord.
而这个聚会和另外一个聚会是平行的，是直接都是向主负责的。
And that one fellowship is on the same level, same plane as another.
那这个就是堂会主义的开始。
That was the beginning of the
堂会 congregation.
Congregationalism.
就是每一个堂，每一个会是直接向主负责的。
Every congregation, every assembly is directly responsible to the Lord.
实在说来，这已经非常靠近圣经里面所启示的。
Now this is getting very near to what is revealed from the scripture.
所以这些人就忠心下去。
And hence they were faithful.
所以他们就是所谓公理中的人，或者是独立会的人。
And
congregationalist and independents, okay, 就是两班的人。那么这个。Isaac Watts 就是以撒华兹呢，就是公理中的人。
Isaac Watts was from the Congregationalists.
那么还有一个很有名公理中的人就是 Scofield, 斯科夫也是公理中的人。
And there was another prominent individual, Scofield.
我们普通所谓的 Scofield Reference Bible, 就参考圣经，我们知道说这个 Scofield 这位弟兄也是属于公理中的。
He was the one that came out with the Scofield Study Bible.
那就是因为他的父亲说，那么他对他父亲说我唱不下，那他父亲就说那么好，你就写几首好了。
And because what he told to his father told Isaac Watts that okay, go ahead and write what you want.
结果神是在用他。
And God indeed used him.
所以后来他的诗歌就变成大家所爱唱的。
And his hymns were very much loved by everyone.
那个时候可以说在整个的弟兄们中间产生了一个很大的革命。
And that brought about a great revolution among the brethren.
从前唱诗篇唱的都要睡着了。
Before, they would almost fall asleep as they sang.
现在他们唱以撒华兹的诗歌的时候，那个时候他们呢是把蜡烛放在窗口上的，是可大可以照亮。
And when they began to sing Isaac Watts' hymns, they put candles near the windows.
所以当他们唱的时候，他们告诉我们说，这个整个的唱的一个地步啊，因为声音非常洪亮，所以那个蜡烛的光都在那发抖。
And people tell us that because they were so excited, so got into the song, and it was so strong that the flame on the candles would flicker because of the.
所以从那个时候，教会就从一种的捆绑的情形里面完全拯救出来。
And the church was set free from a condition of bondage.
所以从教会的历史的眼光来看，以撒华兹的贡献是空前的贡献。
Historically, Isaac Watts, the contribution of Isaac Watts was unequaled.
所以从那以后开始，教会不光是唱诗篇，教会也唱诗歌。那么这个就是圣经里面的诗歌颂词，那个颂词就指的今天我们所唱的诗歌来说。
Since that time, the church not only learned to sing psalms, but also hymns.
所以我们刚好唱的诗歌是属于一个人写的。
Both of the songs that we just sang were from one person.
那你能看见实实在在神用 Isaac Watts 这位弟兄。
You can clearly see how the Lord used him.
那么站在教训和真理来说，他仍旧是跟随加尔文，那毫无疑问。
As far as doctrines and truths are concerned, he followed Calvin.
所以神很明显的使用了我们的弟兄。
And the Lord indeed clearly had used a brother.
那我们讲到 Anabaptist, 讲到就是崇敬派的弟兄的时候。
Now earlier we mentioned about Anabaptists.
那我们如你看见 Anabaptist 并不像 Puritans 留在教会里面没有。
The Anabaptists were unlike the Puritans. They did not remain in the church.
他们没有留在路德会，也没有留在改革中，没有。
They did not remain in either the Lutherans or the Anglicans.
他们反而受了许多的逼迫。
And on the other hand, they underwent much persecution.
所以他们也成为出来的人。
They were also the ones that came out.
所以他们出来就好像那些公理中或者独立中的人。独立会的一般弟兄姊妹。
And they became very much alike to the Congregationalists and the Independents.
结果后来公理中的弟兄姊妹受逼迫就到了荷兰。
Later, the Congregationalists were persecuted and they fled to Holland.
而崇敬派 Anabaptist 也到了荷兰。
The Anabaptists also reached Holland.
结果这两班的人就有了接触。
And the two groups came into contact.
等到这些人后来回到英国的时候，
And when both of these groups returned to England,
这个就是浸信会的起源。
That became the beginning of the Baptists.
所以浸信会严格说来就是当初的公理中，就是说接受加尔文弟兄子帮助的，然后在 Anabaptist 这一班弟兄们他们在聚在一起的时候，然后圣灵把他们放在一起，这就是今天的浸信会。
And strictly speaking, the Baptists were both influenced or formed by the Congregationalists and the Anabaptists.
那么等到这个清教徒他们梦醒过来以后
，When the Puritans woke up from their dreams,
他们不是八十年做一个梦吗？终于醒过来了，但是那个实现不过是一二十年，很短，像昙花一现一样。
their dream only appeared for 10, 15, 20 years and dissipated.
现在他们用他们的经历证明说那些出来的弟兄们是对的。
When they awoke, their experience proved that the dissenters were right.
那么后来他们也到处受了逼迫。
Later, they were also persecuted.
这个就是长老会，我们今天所知道的长老会。
They were the forefathers of the Presbyterians that we know today.
所以当初苏格兰的教会，整个苏格兰的教会是长老会最早的时候。
Hence, in the early days, the entire church in Scotland were Presbyterians.
后来他们也受了逼迫了。
And later, as they were persecuted,
有的来到美国了。
Some of them fled and came to America. 所以你看，在
美国，有的是公理中的，有的是长老会。
And therefore, you find here in America, some of them were Congregationalists and some of them were Presbyterians.
大家如果到东岸，特别到 Boston 或者到那一带走一走，你看见那个这个建筑就是两种，一个是比较 Cathedral 一点的，那个就是长老会。
And if you visit the East Coast, you will find two types of church buildings. One that were very much like the cathedrals, they belong to the Presbyterians.
有的比较简单一点，那就是公理中的。那个建筑，你一看就知道是公理中的建筑。
The other that are more that are simpler, they belong to the Congregationalists.
所以，如果我们要追它的历史的话，那么这个开始大概都是在马丁路德被主他们兴起有大概一百年之间的情形。
If we were to trace back the origin, you would go back to the time of Martin Luther.
那现在你看，弟兄姊妹不光是得着了加尔文或者路德的帮助，同时现在很明显的也得着了 Anabaptist 他们的帮助。
You find that they were both helped by Luther, Calvin, and also the Anabaptists.
而所谓的 Anabaptist, 事实上就是神在教会里面还留下七千人。没有向巴黎屈膝的。
The Anabaptists can be said to be the 7,000 that God reserved who have not knelt to Baal.
因为你讲到巴比，你讲到这个崇敬派的起源，你没有办法，很明显，你一定要追到比较久、比较古老的。
Because if you try to trace the roots of the Anabaptists, you have to go further, much further back.
所以等到神把这些光都放在一起的时候。
When God put all these light together,
那么你能看见现在好像光比从前进步了。
You now see that there's a great leap forward in terms of spiritual life.
但是还有许多工作神要做的。
However, God has still much to do.
那我们说过，当神兴起马丁路德、加尔文，那是当初像旋风一样。
We mentioned earlier that the way God raised up Martin Luther and Calvin.Was like a whirlwind.
这个旋风扫过的地方，没有一样东西能抵挡得住的。
Whatever lies in the path of that whirlwind would never stand.
所以眼看着那个错误巴比伦的情形应该一扫而光的。
And hence it would be logical to think that everything that remained from Babylon would be cast away.
那如果他们真的向主忠心的话
，If they were truly faithful to the Lord，
这件事未尝不能完全达到的。
That was not an impossible end to reach.
但是你看见说这个工作到一个地方就完全停住了。
However, that work in reality stopped.
你好像不能够再往前去了。
It was as if it can't go forward any longer.
那这个当然和这些被兴起的弟兄姊妹的失败和软弱有关系。
Certainly, this has to do with the failure of those that were raised by the Lord.
人向主的忠心总是不是百分之百。
In the Reformation movement, now man's faithfulness are never 100%.
人的软弱和失败常常给仇敌留地步。
Man's failure often give place to the enemy.
所以因着教会中的失败
，because of the failure within the church，
就给仇敌留到了很大的地位。
The enemy found a great foothold.
所以他就可以继续把另外一个人把他圈在黑暗里面。
And the enemy was able to encircle them in darkness again.
那么一直留到今天。
Until today.
你看你那个势力仍旧在世界的里面。
That power from the world, from the enemy, is still present today.
根据启示录推呀推拉的教会一直要到主回来。
The church of Thyatira in Revelation will remain until the coming of the Lord.
所以你看见这就证明说那个工作到一个地方受到拦阻了。
This shows us that work of recovery stopped at one point in time.
那不光如此。
Furthermore,
更重要的就是经过一百多年以后。
After 100 years,
你就看见无论在路德会，无论在改革中，你发现聚会还是在那里，但是生命好像都漏掉了。
Between the Lutherans and the Reformed churches, even though outwardly they are there, but divine life was not present.
从前每个礼拜大家去望弥撒。
Before they were accustomed to going to mass.
现在每个礼拜都去听道。
Now,Every Sunday, they would go and listen to sermons.
现在道都是纯正的道。
True, the sermons are pure in doctrine.
从前你要听也听不到。
Before, you couldn't even hear such sermons.
现在你看神说话了。
But now, you could hear God speak.
你看他们的耳朵有福了。
See, their ears were blessed.
所以他们也来到教会里面来聚会。
And they came to the assembly.
但是因为大家还留恋过去。
But because they still missed the things that they had before.
一些错误东西偶像当然打掉了。
Of course, things that were outright wrong, such as idols, were gone.
但是有些东西还是继续的留在教会的里面。
But there are some other things that they were reluctant to give up.
因为人到底是跟随习惯的。
Because man is such a creature of habit.
人觉得你到了大教堂，这个就算是来聚会了。
They felt that only when you're in this great cathedral, then you feel you are in God's presence.
这个叫做教会。
To them, that means the church.
那么结果呢？等到起来改革以后。
However, after the Reformation.
那实在说来啊，这个最早在日内瓦，你知道每一个城大概都有个圣彼得堂。
Earlier, in Geneva, every city.There was a St. Peter's Cathedral.
其实早期是在任何大城里都有个圣彼得堂。
Every city had such a great building.
那么到了日内瓦改革的时候，那么我们看见很清楚，那个本来就是圣彼得堂，根本就是属于罗马教的。
And after the Reformation, those cathedrals they were clearly St. Peter's Cathedral from the Roman Church.
结果大家的心完全向着福音的时候。
However, when their hearts were turned to the true gospel,
那么很自自然然的，这些修士或者修女们慢慢就退走了。
Naturally, the monks and the nuns were gone.
所以这个财产本来是属于别人的，那现在因为整个大家的心都转向了，所以你看圣彼得堂现在就现在你看人就在那里聚会的。
However, after these were gone, they still met.In those cathedrals.
现在教会是改革了，你看没有偶像了，但是他们还是在同样一个地方聚会。
There were differences, there were clearly seen differences, such as the disappearance of the idols and so on.
那么从前呢是望弥撒，现在呢听道就是了。
Before they attended mass, now they come to hear sermons.
那虽然马丁路德说每个人都是祭司。
Even though Martin Luther mentioned that every believer is a priest,
但是你看见人就是只有几个人在那里讲道。
However, only a few were able to serve.
从前大家望望弥撒用眼睛。
Before they attended mass, by looking.
现在不是望一望了，现在改成要听听道。
Now they were there to listen.
从前用眼睛，现在用耳朵了。
Before they used their eyes, now they used their ears.
那么大家还是来到圣殿，来到神面前来朝拜神。
They continue to come to the temple to meet
with God. 你看在犹太教有一个圣殿。
The Jews had the temple.
犹太人到圣殿里面去敬拜。
They would come to the temple to worship.
那么从前呢他们要到礼拜天主堂去望弥撒。
Before they went to the cathedrals to attend mass.
现在他们还是到一个很大的礼拜堂里面去，因为你看见现在修女跟修士都被赶走了，所以你看他们仍旧在同样的地方聚会。
And today the monks and the nuns were gone, so they continue to meet in that same place.
现在进步了，因为现在讲的道是纯正了，现在大家回到圣经了，感谢主，这个都懂了，都明白了。
There are improvements. Now they have the true word of God, and so on and so on.
所以到了后来，马丁路德开始忧愁起来了。
Now, at one point in time, Martin Luther began to be anxious.
他认为说，波饼聚会只应该那些蒙恩得救的人。
He felt that the Lord's table should only be attended by those who are saved.
结果因为德国贵族和皇帝帮助他把整个情形拿下来，所以你看现在这个教会里面充满没有得救的人。
But because of the help Martin Luther received from the aristocrats in his Reformation movement,
所以他心中有一个梦，有一个痛苦，一直没有实现。
The church was filled with non-believers.
所以你看，虽然教会被改革了，但是你看教会里面从来没有得救的人。
He had a dream that did not get fulfilled, and that is the church were filled with non-believers.
他知道只有蒙恩得救人才可以摸这个饼，才可以喝这个杯。
He understood that only believers can come and participate in the Lord's Supper.
所以你看见保罗这个马丁路德所看见的光和他的实行差了很远很远。
And hence, in Luther's life, his knowledge and his practice were distanced away.
所以他说他巴不得在看得见教会里面有个看不见的教会，那真是属于主的。
And he longed for an invisible church within the visible church that truly belonged to the Lord.
看得见的教会里面可以充满不信的人，但他说心里面神所要的乃是那个看不见的，那个应该是蒙恩得救的人。
The visible church can contain non-believers, but there needs to be an invisible church that comprises only of believers.
他希望巴不得那一天能够来到。
He had a dream that that day would come.
写历史的人说，他心中的愿望就是希望在教会中有个教会。
Those who wrote history, commented that he desired to have a church within the church.
他知道这个有形的教会是充满了很多不幸的，所以他是希望在有形的教会里面有一个无形的教会。
He understood that the visible church contained non-believers, and he decided the invisible church.
希望巴不得那一天能够来到。
And he hoped that that day would come.
他知道教会起不来，跟这个很有很有关系的。
He understood that the church unable to move forward.
那不光如此
，was because
虽然他说每一个人都是祭司。
Even though he mentioned that every believer is a priest,
但是几个人真的在那里侍奉呢？
How many priests are there really?
你看见教会还是只有少数的人在那里侍奉。
Only a small number were able to minister.
那这和犹太教有什么两样呢？
What's the difference then between this and Judaism?
但是马丁路德所看见亮光就是主的宝血买回来多少人就有多少人应该是侍奉的。
The light that Martin Luther received was that the number of priests should be equal to number of believers.
结果一百年以后，你看大家仍旧做礼拜，但是呢，问题就是只有少数的人在那里说话，在那里动。
100 years gone by, still only a small number ministered.
所以聚会里面所有的这个生命通通漏掉了。
The life, divine life within the congregation was lost.
那么现在问题在这里，那么讲道有什么不好？如果讲主的话，话应该能改变人才对呀。
Now we have a question. What's wrong with preaching?
但是你不要忘记，自从马丁路德新被主兴起来以后
，Don't forget since the raising up of Martin Luther.
因为从前教会不注重真理的。
Because the church never paid attention to truth before.
因为不注重福音真理，所以你看大家才不明白救恩。
Because of lack of evangelical truth, most people did not understand.
所以因着马丁路德主兴起来做了何等大的事。
With the great work that Martin Luther accomplished.
所以当人的眼睛被打开了以后。
And when eyes of man were opened.
每个人巴不得都像马丁路德一样。
Everyone wanted to be like Martin Luther.
所以每一个人都希望做 reformer, 都希望做改革家的。
Everyone wanted to be a reformer.
所以等到神的话一打开以后，你看大家的眼睛都是注意圣经里面的真理，特别注意到福音真理，只注意到那些圣经中的道理。
When the Bible was opened, everyone began to pay attention to the doctrinal truth, evangelical truth in the Bible.
这个道理都是对的。
This was all good.
比方说，有的人给我们看见说，你看神老早就预定我们了。
Some help us to see how God's foreknowledge.
Predestination. 所以你看见我们已经老早被预定得救了。
We were predestined to be saved.
那么结果有的人说他们再去读圣经。
However, some continue to dig.
结果就有所谓 double predestination, 就是双重的预定。
Now they come up with something called double predestination.
那圣经里面很明显告诉我们说在创世以前神就拣选了我们。
Clearly, the scripture said God chose us from before the foundation of the world.
他预定我们要得儿子的名分。
He predestined us to sonship.
不错，这是圣经里的思想。
To adoption of sons, and that's true from the scripture.
所以你看见什么都是神的预定。
Here, clearly, you see that God's predestination.
结果等到人注意这些东西的时候
，However, when attention were much attention were paid to this,
有的人总希望能比加尔文看得更多一点。
Many desire to see more than Calvin.
所以有人就看见说，神的预定不光是预定有的人要得救，而且他预定有的人不得救。
They discovered that some were predestined to be saved, some were predestined to perish.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这个预定，我们圣经里很清楚讲，我们的儿子名分是预定的。
The scripture clearly teaches that our adoption as sons was predestined.
但是有的人就坚持说，你如果再往前退一步的话，那么很明显的，有的人是神预定他下地狱的。
However, if you push forward, you will find that some are predestined to go to hell.
那么你传福音要很小心。
Now you need to be careful.
如果神预定他下地狱，结果你把他救上天堂，你做了一件错的事情。
If God predestined him to go to hell and you preach the gospel and he is saved, you have done something wrong.
说英国有一班弟兄们，他们是这样相信的。
There were a group of brothers in England. They believed in this way.
所以他们不是不传音，他们传福音。
It's not that they don't preach the gospel. They did.
比方说，他们到人很多的地方，他们就传起福音来了。
They go to a heavily populated area and began to preach.
他们传福音像喊口号一样。
When they preach, it's like a motto.
喊完几句，他们马上就走了。
Afterwards, they leave quickly.
他们想，反正神预定你就得救，不预定就不得救。
They felt that those who are predestined to be saved will be saved.
他们绝对不敢呼召他们来到神面，他们怕说把事情弄错，把神没有预定的结果预定了，就
they were afraid,
把救出来就不对的。
They were afraid to give any kind of call so that they don't save anybody by mistake.
所以等到过了一百年以后。
So 100 years passed.
你看，尤其是清教徒们，他们实在，你像是旧约圣经里面好的法利赛人一样。你看
，Especially the Puritans, they were very much like the good Pharisees of the Old Testament.
旧约里面好的法利赛人，他们真是完全遵守圣经的。
The good Pharisees, they truly kept and observed the Bible.
那么他们在主耶稣的时候有，那主耶稣那个时候才是有那些假冒伪善的法利赛人。
It was only during the time of Jesus where there were these Pharisees as hypocrites.
教徒们，他们实在要遵守神的话。
These Puritans, they truly want to keep God's word.
为什么他们道那么长呢？
Why was it that their sermons were so long?
因为他们觉得神的道理讲不完的。
Because they felt that God's word could never be exhausted.
他们实在看见了很多。
They saw a great deal.
但是不要忘记，这些道理都是很好的道理，都是很干的道理。
They were great sermons, but they were very dry.
那么结果大家都在注意这些东西的时候，那么你看见说真理本来就这么多，结果呢，有的人就钻到牛角尖里面去。
Because there is so much of the truth, some would go to the extreme with them.
所以到了最后的时候，那么有的你看见结果，大家注意，那这个才是神的真理。
In the end, some of them would say, "Well, this is God's truth."
有的人说，那这是神的启示。
Some would say this is God's revelation.
结果你看，这许多的 reformers 结果 reformers， 你看没有两个人他们的看法是一样的。
Later to a point where no two reformers will agree with one another.
所以等到大家在争说你到底哪个真理是对的时候
，As everyone was fighting with each other，
他们花许多的时间在真理的辩论上面。
They spend much time in arguing with one another.
那么然后你看，因为他们对真理都是很执着的。
Because they all know the doctrinal truth very well.
每个人都觉得他站在神的这一边。
Everyone felt that they are on the side of God.
所以大概经过一百年以后。
So 100 years later.
你看教会里面充满了许多的道理。
The church was filled with doctrinal truth.
用今天的话来说，教会里面充满了神学。
In another word, the church was filled with theology.
你看见有很多的教授是很好的教授，但是来到教会里面，他一讲到，大家都睡着了。
And there were great professors, and when they come to the church to preach, when they began, everyone fell asleep.
他讲在教书的时候是头头是道，没有错。
When they teach, everything was great.
这个学生非听不可，否则他不能毕业。
Very systematic, organized, and they have to listen, otherwise they won't graduate.
教授讲，学生不能睡觉。
And when the teacher is teaching, they will not fall asleep.
你把这些道理搬到教会里面来讲，这些都是对，他们都在那点头，但有的人一面睡一面点头的。
However, when you bring all this into the church, even though people are nodding their head, but they're nodding because they fell asleep.
所以难怪你看见每个礼拜大家来到教会里面都听很对的道，但是弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？里面没有生命，里面好像起不来， 干得很，很枯燥，他们只好睡觉。
No wonder there is no spiritual growth, even though they come to listen to very orthodox sermons.
所以你看见教会是到了一种情形，就像以斯拉基所告诉我们，到一个时候，你看见吗？当然有很多的因素在里面。
Hence, you find that the church has come to a point just like the time of Ezra. They stop.
你看见神就用肉体进来做搅扰的工作。
And the flesh would come in to disturb
the church. 当然，看见一个真理很容易骄傲。
It is easy to be prideful when you have a truth.
他觉得我所看见是你没有所看见。
Often, one would feel that you have not seen what I have seen.
你不同意我，你就是反对神。
If you disagree with me, then you are against God.
你不同意我，你就不同意圣经。
If you are against me, you are against the Bible.
你看，他把了自己的解释和见解和圣经的启示等于画上等号一样。
They equated their own interpretation with Scripture.
你看，这是人的骄傲。
That is the pride of man.
所以，弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？起初，因为他谦卑，所以神把光给他。
God gave them light initially because they were humble.
结果有一点点的东西以后就开始骄傲起来。
After receiving a little bit, they became prideful.
结果只有你看见，别人都没有看见。
Later, only they saw, no one else see.
别人的眼睛都是瞎的，只有你眼睛看见的。
They were the only one that were able to see. Everybody else were blind.
弟兄姊妹，看肉体不知不觉的就进到这些地方里面了。
You find that the flesh of man began to surface.
一面许多时候仇敌的攻击从外面来的。
Many times the attack of the enemy come from without.
但是更多的时候是从里面来的。
But most of the time they come from within.
所以当一个人头脑里面充满了圣神的话。
Hence when a person has his head filled with God's word.
结果你看见说理论和实行差了一个很大的距离。
You find that doctrine and practice were very far apart.
因信称义，你看见神的真理。
Justification by faith, that's God's truth.
但有几个人接触那个果子来？
How many bear fruit from that?
一切都相信就好了。
Everything comes by faith.
你什么都不要做。
You don't have to do anything.
结果有人说太好了，我是什么都不要做。
Some say, well, that's great. I really don't want to do anything anyway.
结果什么就放松了。
And hence they relax.
你一次得救，反正永远得救。
Since you are saved and once and for all.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见慢慢慢慢，许多人根本就没有活出那个称义的果子出来。
Slowly, as it progressed, no one bear fruit of.Just,
每一个人都是祭司，只有少数的人起来侍奉神。
Only a small number were ministering as priests.
关于教会的理论都是对的，但是实行根本没有的。
All the teachings were right, but no practice.
那弟兄姊妹，什么时候在这种实行和理论上有落差的时候，你看就是生命漏掉的时候。
The time when you find a gap between teaching and practice.That's when spiritual life
结果你所看见的什么都是对的，但是里面什么都没有的。
Even though outwardly everything is right, but there's nothing, no substance within.
那弟兄姊妹，到了这个时候
，At this point in time,
你看很明显，神要做更多的工作。
Clearly, God needs to do a deeper work.
那么，当你读到以斯拉记的时候，你看神怎样借着两个先知起来帮助他们。
When we read Ezra.We see how God raised up two prophets.
所以神要继续对他们说话。
God wants to continue to speak to them.
然后因着神的话的鼓励，然后你和这个工作又继续的往前去。
And because of the encouragement of God's word, the word continued.
所以我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
到了大概十七世纪中叶的时候。
When we come to mid 17th century.
我们知道那个时候那个。我们知道那个的梦已经实现了，就是
know,
这个清教徒的梦果然实现了。
We know at that time the dream of the Puritans came to pass.
但是结果没有想到，换来的乃是内战，痛苦的战争。
However, what they received in exchange was a civil war.
结果经过一二十年，他们的梦又破碎了。
And then 10-20 years later, that dream was broken.
你能够想象在这种情形底下，那些清教徒们他们心中的感觉是何等的感觉？
Can you imagine how they felt?
如果一样东西从来没有得到也就罢了，当然是个失望。
If they never receive anything, then they will only be disappointed.
你做了好久的梦，几乎一个世纪的梦，你终于实现了。
But a dream of 100 years come to pass.
你为了实现，你根本也不管到底是不是合乎圣经，你还是用你的办法来维持了神的见证。
And when you don't care how you achieve maintaining the testimony,
结果你也打了胜仗了。
You went to war and
obtained victory. 你正在要享受那个胜利果子的时候。
Just as when you are enjoying the fruit of victory,
没有一二十年，又像昙花一样就过去。
10-20 years, the flower withers.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？到了那个时候，到了那个时候，教会的光景什么都是对的。
That at that point in time, the condition of the church was right.
你就算生来什么都是对的。
Everything was right.
什么都照着圣经。
Everything was according to the word.
那为什么人来的教会里面没有生命？
But why is it that there is no spiritual life or reality in the church?
所以就在那个时候。
Hence, it was at that time.
你看见一面神在英国工作，另一面神在德国工作。
God began to do a work in England, and he began to do a work in Germany.
所以17世纪两个最大的工作。
In the 17th century, there were two great work of God.
今天我们回过头来看。
Today, as we look back,
乃是和神要恢复他教会的见证发生极大的关系。
We understand that those work has much to do with God's work of recovery.
所以当你读教会历史的时候，
When we read church history,
你要看见历史是很复杂的一件事。
We see that history is very complicated.
但如果我们跟随神所要做的，从那个角度来看的话，
But if we have the perspective of God's work,
你就看见神的的确在教会里面把这些光借兴起这些人慢慢慢慢，你看见就借着哈该也好，或者借着这个撒加利亚也好，你看借着这些先知们，然后把最后叫那个圣殿能盖起来。
You find that God began to encourage the people with the rebuilding of the temple by people who are very much like Haggai and Zechariah.
神用两个世纪做这样的工作。
And God did that work through 2 centuries.
在第十七世纪，神有两班的人。
During the 17th century, there were 2 groups of people.
十八世纪也是两班的人。
And then in 18th century, there were also 2 groups of people.
几乎是200年之久。
And they persisted for about 200 years.
弟兄姊妹，你看见有的人被兴起，像哈该，像这个撒加利亚一样。
And of these people, some were like Haggai, some were like Zechariah.
所以到了十八世纪末的时候。
And hence, as we come to the end of 18th century,
你可以看见神的工作好像到了一个段落了。
You can see the degree of God's work.
到了一个段落。
Come to a
concluding one stage.
God's will come to the conclusion of one stage.
那么然后呢，你可以看见神要再往前更进一步。
After that, God continued to move forward.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们读圣经一定要明白。
And when we read the scripture, we have to understand.
我们看见到底或者读历史，我们看神到底怎么兴起一些他所使用的人。
When we look at history, we want to see how God raised up those people.
那我们这些生在二十一世纪的人。
Those of us who are born in this century.
当你回去读历史的时候。
When you go back and read the history.
你看这些人都差不多一百年来做实验的。
They really performed experiments, 100-year-long experiments.
一面你看见他们成功了。
On the one hand, some of them succeeded.
一面你也看见他们失败。
Some of them failed.
所以这些都成为我们的帮助。
All of that become our help.
所以你如果看见17世纪主怎么做，18世纪主怎么做。
If you look at what God did in 17th century and 18th century,
我们应当能汲取历史的教训才是。
I think we should be able to receive some lessons from history.
所以到了17世纪中叶的时候，
When we come to mid-17th century,
你发现那几乎同一个时候的。
It was about the same time.
一面神在英国做，另一面神在德国做。
And simultaneously, God was doing something in England and in Germany.
你看见都是叫那个本来已经停止的工作，现在又往前推了。
You find that what was stopped before are now moving forward.
你看见这是圣灵很奇妙、很奇妙的带领。
And this is some rather wonderful leading of the Holy Spirit.
那么大概是在内战，我们刚才说过英国的内战，因着这个因着 Puritan 就是因着这个清教徒，结果和国王的骑兵他们对打起来以后，
We know the civil war in England between the Puritans and the King's army.
那么最后我们说过了，那么就在那个时候我们看见最后好像是清教徒得胜了。
We mentioned that the Puritans won.
但是就在这个时候，我们说过教会的情形可以说到了属灵情形到了最低落最低落的情形。
But we also mentioned that the spiritual condition of the church was at its lowest.
结果神就兴起了一个弟兄。
God raised up a brother.
这个弟兄是很简单的。
He was a very simple.
他是在英国的北部，他的父母最早的时候希望他能够奉献自己，然后为着教会，在教会里面能服侍神。
He came from Northern England. His parents always desired him to grow up and serve the Lord.
结果后来这个弟兄长大的时候做了鞋匠，他学怎么做鞋。
Later, when he grew up, he became a shoesmith.
那教会里面也有两个很有名的鞋匠，一个是 Moody， 还有就是这位弟兄。
There are two famous shoesmiths in the church history. One is Brother Moody, the other is this brother.
那这位弟兄的名字叫 George Fox。
The name of this brother is George Fox.
那么 George Fox 弟兄呢，他是很有追求的弟兄。
This brother had a hungry heart.
他十九岁的时候。
When he was 19,
那么他有一批的朋友
，He had a group of friends.
结果有一次，他的朋友啊，他是个很单纯，根本好像不是人间烟火，是很单纯的一个弟兄。
Now this brother was a very pure person.
结果他没有想到，有许多和他同样年龄的人根本不单纯。
To his surprise, many of his companions or peers were very, very impure.
所以差一点因着这些朋友，他就跟着他们喝酒了。
Following his peers, he began to drink.
那弟兄姊妹，现在喝酒不算什么事。
Today, that's not much of a big deal.
在那个时候，喝酒抽烟好像犯大罪一样。
Back then, drinking or smoking were great sins.
所以这个时候呢，有的朋友要去，结果他回家里面很不平安。
And he had no peace when he returned home.
他觉得他几乎要被掳去了。
He felt that he was about to be taken captive.
那个时候，你看见他良心非常的敏锐，非常的有，非常感觉很敏锐。
You can see the sensitivity of his conscience.
结果神就在他里面对他说话。
God began to speak to him.
那么他就拿着一本圣经。
He took a Bible.
他希望，那么那十九岁，他也没有告诉他父母，他自己就离开家里，然后就到各处去。
He was at 19. He didn't tell his parents, and he left home.
那他希望能在主面前能够找到一些的答案。
He desired to find some answers.
他心中有一种的痛苦。
He had
pain
in his heart.
那原因就是当他看见教会的外面的光景的时候。
The reason was when he saw the external condition of the church.
当然他所看见的是英国国家教会的情形。
Of course, he was looking at the National Church of England.
那么他当然也去找这些所谓的 professors.
Of course, he would seek after the professors.
那么同时他也到这些所谓的异义派所谓的出来的弟兄们。
At the same time, he also came into contact with the dissenters.
也从他们身上得到帮助。
He also received help from them.
那么结果他得到一个共同的答案。
He found an answer.
就是你看见这些人他们敬拜神的时候。
He found a denominator. That is, when these people worship God.
他们所注意的都是外面的东西。
What they pay attention to is outward.
连清教徒用血用命要换来的还是外面的东西。
Even what the Puritans fight for with their blood and lives were external.
他们所争的是个制度，是个长老制度呢，还是主教制度？
What they were fighting for was a system of government, whether it is bishop or Presbyters.
所以现在呢，到了现在呢，你看见说，虽很多东西还是照常一样的。
Many things were still the same as before.
国家教会是如此，独立教会也是如此。
Things were the same between the national church and the independent.
你看见到了礼拜天，大家都是到礼拜堂去。
On Sunday, everybody went to the church.
到了礼拜堂，他们就在那敬拜了。
And they worship there.
所以他们把礼拜堂就好像当作圣殿一样。
They viewed the church building as the temple.
以色列人到圣殿去，我们就要到礼拜堂去。
The Jews went to the temple. We go to the church building.
那有的礼拜堂是不对的，里面充满偶像的。
Some of them, of course, were wrong because they had idols in them.
但是如果清教徒多一点的话，你看见他们就对的多一点。
If the number of Puritans were greater, then they were more correct.
有的人已经出来了，当然他更多地在很多地方他们更是对的。
If there are more that come out from the national church, they were more right.
结果你看见他们还是你看他们所注意的就是外面这些东西。
But either way, they paid much attention to what's external.
他们说是到礼拜堂去敬拜神。
Even though they say that they go to worship,
他们的心根本没有根据的。
Their heart were not there.
对他们不过做做礼拜，不过做些仪式就是。
To them, it was only this formalism.
从前的仪式不对，现在的仪式是对就是。
Before, the rituals were not right, now they were right.
现在圣灵不需要做工，你就可以做礼拜了。
Today, you don't need the Holy Spirit to worship.
你看见，因为你只要是一个礼仪，只要是一个有节目的，你看你照着机器，它到时候就发动了。
Because all you need is a program and you follow it mechanically, things happen.
那你看见现在终于这个新教徒得胜了。
Now the Puritans, they overcame.
从前那样祷告不对，现在这样祷告就对了。
Today we pray in the correct way.
但是你看见说大家还是在外面在那里做基督徒的。
But either way, Christians were Christians only outwardly.
他们到底有没有在里面敬拜神？
Within their hearts, are they truly worshiping God?
那现在神给 George Fox 所看见的是什么？最重要的一点就是。
What is the most important thing that God shows us? 到
底做基督徒是在里面做的呢，还是在外面做的？
Christian life, is it within or outward?
神到底怎么对人说话的？
How does God speak to man?
你只有到礼拜堂才听得见神的话吗？
Can you only hear God's voice when you're in a church
building? 还是神今天在你里面就可以对你说话了？
Or God can speak to you from within your heart.
他读圣经的时候，
when he read the scripture,
读到约翰福音第四章，
when he came to John chapter
4, 很清楚的时候将到如今就是了。
Clearly, an hour is coming and now is.
那从前你们要到耶路撒冷或到这座山，你看见到这到圣殿里去敬拜。
Before you worship, either going to Jerusalem or on this mountain.
但是根据主的话，今天就是了。
But according to God's word, to the Lord's word,
神是个灵。
Now there is God is spirit.
真正拜父的用心灵和诚实来拜他。
The true worshippers of God are those who worship in spirit, in true, in
spirit. 我们就是圣灵的殿。
We are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
我们在哪里，圣灵就在哪里。
Wherever we are, the Holy Spirit is there.
所以你看见那个时候 ，George Fox 看见什么呢？
So what did George Fox did?
第一，神给我们的光是里面的光。
First of all, divine light is from within.
他说 inner light.
Inner light.
这是他所用的名词。
That's the vocabulary he used.
但是因为那个时候他的光没有像现在我们所看的那么清楚。
But because the light back then is not as clear as today.
他的发表的确受了很多的限制。
The way he expressed it was very much limited.
后来你知道跟随他的人，有的人他们在神学上受过很好的训练。
Some of his followers had good theological training.
但叫这些人也没有把它讲清楚。
However, they were still unable to.
所以起初的人对他误会很深的。
To explain this clearly, so many people misunderstood.
以为这个人只要里面的感觉，不要圣经的。
Thinking that he only wanted what he feels within and not the scripture.
其实他到哪里都是带着圣经的。
In reality, he took his Bible everywhere he went.
结果现在神借着圣经对他说话了。
Now God spoke to him with the scripture.
神说这个话没有离开圣经。
And the word were never different from the scripture.
那神对他说这个话没有离开圣经。
And God did not say anything to him apart from the scripture.
所以你看见吗？这个根基是圣经。
So the foundation is the scripture.
但是大家在圣根据圣经在那里争论谁是对的，谁是错的。
But as people were arguing about who is right and who is wrong.
那不光如此。
Furthermore,
大家认为说你到了礼拜堂就敬拜，你只要这样做了就可以了。
They felt that if you just come to the church, then that's fine.
我记得我们从前在台湾也是这样。
That's sufficient. I remember in Taiwan, it was similar.
什么叫教友呢？教友就别人叫了，你就去做礼拜，这叫教友。
And the
这个不比翻呢？或者是睡觉做教友，睡觉也是教友。或者是抬着轿子去聚会的也叫教友。所以你看那个时候我们是典型的教友。那么所以你看见吗？这个那么很清楚的一件事，就是我们觉得到了礼拜堂就听到，那么这个就是基督徒，你看到吗？
What is clear was that when you come to the church meeting, then you are Christian.
那礼拜堂一去，下午大家打起麻将来了。
You can go to church in the morning and go play mahjong in the afternoon.
我就好像纳税一样，那么奉献我也给主奉献了。那么这个样我就是基督徒了。
Like a taxpayer, faithful taxpayer, I pay what is to the Lord, then I can go do my own.
好一点，一个礼拜进一次礼拜堂。
If I'm a good Christian, I will go to church once.
差一点，一辈子只进一次礼拜堂。
A little bit worse, maybe once in a lifetime.
那就是结婚的时候进礼拜堂，再也没有再去了。
That would be on the wedding day.
所以在那个时候一般人的感觉就是你要做基督徒上教堂就对上礼拜堂就对了
The prevalent sentiment was If you want to be a Christian just go to church
你不要以为今天这样那个时候 George Fox 就是这个样子
And that was the condition not only today but also at the time of George Fox
你看着上礼拜堂不是到庙里面去拜假神那不是拜的真神啊
You see, when they went to church, it was not in the cathedral filled with idols.
现在你也不是望弥撒，没有很多的偶像，没有你到这个对的地方去敬拜，没有错。
They were not to, there to attend mass.
但如果你要做礼拜的话，你一定要到一个地方做礼拜。
But if you want to worship, you have to go to church somewhere.
那个礼拜堂一定盖得高高的、尖尖的。
And that church building has to be big, has this steeple.
而光线还得暗暗的，给你神秘的感觉。
Steeple, and the light has to be dim, give you a mysterious feeling.
因为什么高高的你慢慢的看见了，就会看见，就看见神在很高的地方。
Why is there a steeple? Because as you stare into it, you can sense that God is far away.
然后你来到礼拜堂，非常的肃静，非常的严肃。
And the atmosphere was very solemn.
你只有到那里，你才感觉到神的存在。
Only in such an atmosphere you would feel the presence of God.
到那里你才能够敬拜神。
Only there can you worship God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看，这就是那个时候就这样，就是这种的感觉。
That was the condition then.
但是根据圣经很清楚的。
However, from the scripture.It is clear.
我们每一个人都是 walking church. 我们每一个人都是活的礼拜堂。
Every believer is a walking church.
所以弟兄姊妹，因为圣灵就住在我们里面。
Because the Holy Spirit abides in us.
在哪里你都可以敬拜神。
You can worship God wherever you are.
你需要到礼拜堂才敬拜神。
You don't have to go to a church building to worship God.
弟兄姊妹，你看你们这个话有错吗？一点都没有错。
You see, this is completely right.
但是你看见在那个时候听起来是从来没有听见过的。
But back then, it was completely new.
你看见很清楚，你看这是神特别给 George Fox 一个很重大的启示。
That was the great revelation that God gave to George Fox.
那这是不是新的东西？不是。
Is it anything new? No.
你在教会历史里面有一般人叫奥秘派，他们就是注意里面声音。
The group of people in church history called the mystics, they paid attention to what's within.
他们所看见的就是里面的光的。
They saw the inner light.
但这个时候 George 特别的负担在哪 ？George 这个 George Fox 他特别的负担在什么地方
？But what was the main burden of
结果神给他负担，到处他要大声的疾呼。
And God gave him the burden to go and cry everywhere he
went. 而且他要传扬这个真理。
And he had to proclaim the truth.
给人看见说要从外面要回到里面去。
To tell people that they need to come back within.
当然他是非常，当然你看他很有能力的。
And he was very powerful.
但是想想看，听在 established churches， 听在那些已经有的国家教会或者是你私立教会的耳朵里面，你看这些话是什么样的话
？But in the ears of those that attend the church in England or national church, what would that sound like？
这个好像给人感觉你不要上礼拜堂去了。
It was as if he was telling people not to go to church.
那一点都没有错，教会的光景只有外面的，没有里面的。
It was true that.The condition of church was very much outward.
那房子都是高高的，但是你看见里面没有主的同在。
All the buildings were great architecture, but there was no presence of the Lord.
所以他不叫那些东西叫 church， 他不叫那个叫做 church.
And he didn't even call those things church.
因为那个是虽然大家叫那个叫做礼教的教会，但他知道这个不是教会。
And even though everybody else called those buildings church, but he didn't call it that way.
这个只是建筑物就是了。
He called them buildings.
不要忘记，这是19世纪中的时候。
Don't forget, this is mid-19th century.
有人看得很清楚，教会不是房子。
Some began to see that the church is not a building.
但是慢慢慢慢，人觉得房子跟教会，教会跟房子好像是一件事一样。
But for a period of time, people equated the church as the building.
如果一个宗教没有圣殿，没有庙，根本好像不成为宗教一样。
Because if a religion doesn't have any building or temple,
他们忘记圣经的福音，新约的福音不是这样说的。
But that's not according to New Testament.
旧约的犹太教是如此。
That was only true with Judaism.
所以你看见圣殿可以说一个宗教的灵魂一样。
The temple is like a symbol of the religion.
你看犹太的圣殿或者是异邦的庙，你看你这个是他们的灵魂呢。
To Judaism or other pagan beliefs, the temple and the temples were their spirit.
你看现在为什么基督徒有同样的观念呢？
How come the Christians would have maintained the same concept?
你看见好像我们回到旧约里面去。
It was as if they returned to the Old Testament.
你没有礼拜堂，你就不能敬拜。
Without the church building, they could not worship.
所以他的信息很清楚的。
So George Fox's message was very clear.
我们不能光注意外面的东西，没有里面的东西。
We cannot pay attention to the outside without any substance within.
弟兄姊妹，这是许多弟兄姊妹的痛苦。
That was the pain of many brothers and sisters.
所以当他在那里传的时候，好多人就起来跟随了。
And when he began to preach, many people followed him.
但是不要忘记，起来跟随要付很大的代价的。
Don't forget, however, that they have to pay the cost.
你看看现在他们来到一起聚会的。
They have to pay a price when they come together.
那现在他们那么起头的时候，他们的重点是，这外面是不讨神喜悦的。
At first.They felt that external things are not pleasing to God.
你要听神的声音，你要回到里面去。
If you want to hear God's word voice, you have to come to within.
弟兄姊妹，神在外面给我们圣经，神在里面给我们圣灵。
God gave us the scripture on the outside, gave us the Holy Spirit on the inside.
不错，新教徒只有一本圣经。
It is true that the Puritans had one Bible.
我们知道 Fox 没有把它取消掉，没有。
Fox did not.Abolish that scripture.
但是如果神给我们的祝福，神给我们恩赐，不光圣经，也给我们圣灵的话。
But God's gift is not just the written word, but also the Holy Spirit.
我们今天给有圣灵有地位才可以。
And we have to give the authority to the Holy Spirit.
The place. 我们需要给他一个绝对的地位。
We have to give him a definite place.
所以，因着这个缘故，你看见说神才能对我们说话。
Only in this way can God speak to us.
所以实在说来，神借着他恢复了圣灵在我们心中的地位。
And the Lord, through George Fox, restored the position of the Holy Spirit.
你看过去教会黑暗的时候，把圣经丢掉了。
Before, in the dark ages, the scripture was thrown away.
现在圣经是最重要的。
Now the scripture is the most important.
结果一切都是外面的。
And everything is external.
连圣经也变成外面的。
Even the scripture became external.
这些礼拜堂也变成外面的。
The church building is external.
所以我们注意的是主教制呢，还是长老制？
And what they pay attention to is whether we have a bishop system
or Episcopalian or Presbyterian. 所以弟兄姊妹，你看见人注意的是外面的东西。
People began to pay attention to what's on the outside.
人以为这些弄好了，就是教会就弄好了。
And if the appearance is right, then they felt that the church is right.
但如果圣灵不能掌权的话
，However, if the Spirit had no authority,
你看怎么能够做这件事
？How could you do this?
但是你知道那个时候教会的光景已经到冷，一直到了一种情形。
But the condition of the church then,
结果神就用 Fox 做了很奇特的事，是后来没有人再做了。
To a point where God did something new with George Fox.
这个圣灵在他身上工作，他很勇敢的。
He was very brave.
那用我们现在来讲，没有人会这样做的。
In our world today, in today's world, no one would dare to do the same thing.
难怪他后来被抓，有道理，不是完全没有道理。
No wonder he was arrested.
因为他觉得你今天不能在礼拜天里面才有主的同在。
He felt that God's presence is not limited to church buildings.
所以他常常跑到礼拜堂去，忽然间把人家的聚会停掉了。
So he would often go to a church and interrupt their meeting.
然后一个人上去，他就讲了，他就也听了，就把他讲完了。
And he would take over the pulpit and begin to preach.
不，等一等，他就要坐牢了，因为他犯法了。
But then.Afterwards, he will be arrested.
但你不要忘记啊，这是个特殊的办法。我想后来只有神只在 Fox 身上，在别人身上很少这样做的。
This was very peculiar. I think God only did that in the life of George Fox.
但是给大家很深的印象，弟兄姊妹。
But that gave a very deep impression to everyone else.
那好，那个时候不光是他，还有几个人就跟着他也是这样。
And a few people followed his example.
现在我们讲到这个贵格会，讲你知道后来跟随 Fox 这一班人就是贵格会 Quakers.
The people that followed Fox were called the Quakers.
现在我们想到 Quaker 只想到麦片。
Today when we think of Quaker, we think of oatmeal.
但是我们不要忘记这个贵格会。你看见这一班弟兄姊妹是神所兴起的。
But But the Quakers were indeed the people raised up by God.
你看见现在贵格会，后来贵格会聚会是很安静，对不对？
Later when the Quakers met, very quiet.
他们在一起聚会的时候，他们在圣灵面前等候圣灵。
When they met, they would wait upon the Lord.
那圣灵有感动，你就起来说话。
If the Holy Spirit moves anyone, he will stand up and speak.
圣灵没有感动，大家就散会。
If the Holy Spirit did not move anyone, they would disperse.
所以他可以二十分钟就散会，也可以一个钟头就散会。
So they could meet for an hour or they could meet for 20 minutes.
所以你看这很有内容的，你看见吗？
You see,
他不一定要填满一个钟头，有的时候你非填满一个钟头不可。
They have very meaningful content. You don't have to fill the empty.
他们来到一起，我们要寻求圣灵的引导。如果主给我们话，我们就说就去；没有话，我们就散去。
And they had this mindset that if God speak to them, they would speak. Otherwise, they would just disperse.
那么早期的时候，你看很多人受圣灵感动。
At the very beginning, many were moved by the Holy Spirit.
而且很多姊妹受圣灵感动。
Many sisters were moved by the Holy Spirit.
所以贵格会里面的主会用很多的姊妹。
Hence, the Lord used many sisters among the Quakers.
你知道宾路易师母就是其中最伟大的一位。
Sister Jessie Penn Lewis was one of them.
有一次啊，当他讲完道以后，有人说，他说，姊妹啊，他说我没有想到神会用一个姊妹。
One time someone mentioned to her that I wouldn't have imagined that God would use a sister.
他原文说神会用一个妇人，他说我没有想到神会用一个妇人。
And literally he said, I didn't think that God would use a woman.
他说神从来不用一个妇人。
She said, God never uses a woman.
神只用一个新造的人。
God only uses a new creature.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见，你看这个宾路易师母很会讲道的。
So you can see how eloquent, how articulate she was.
那弟兄姊妹，而这些人讲道，一定是圣灵在里面感动他。
And when they spoke, it was from the Holy Spirit.
所以早期的时候，尤其是 Fox 那个时候，跟随他的人，你看他们实在很有能力。
And hence, in the early days of Fox's lifetime, they were very powerful.
那么他们后来就受了很大的逼迫。
However, later they went through much persecution.
当然，有的逼迫是因为他们错了。
True, some persecution was because of their own fault.
当然，人家聚会继续办，你怎么随便去扰乱了你？
Of course, how can you come up and disturb the meeting in the middle of the meeting?
而且你把牧师拉下来，你又上去讲。
And you kick.但
如果没有圣灵感动的话，人家也听不进去。
But of course, if the Holy Spirit didn't move them, no one would listen.
所以你看，这很特别的工作。
So this was rather strange.
但是对于那些麻木的神经，好像忽然把它摇一下。
To many, it was as if people were awakened.
结果圣灵的确在英国做了很大的工作，后来在美国也做了很大的工作。
And indeed, God began to do this in England and later in America.
结果好多人坐了监牢。
Many people went to jail.
也有好多人为主殉道。
And many were martyred.
大概有几个，他们有好几个后来到了 Boston， 到了美国来。
A few of them arrived in Boston.
美国那个时候是清教徒的天下。
At that time, America was the heaven of Puritans.
他们流过血，他们寻过，他们的祖先寻过道，他们知道怎样受逼迫的。
They understood what it meant to go under persecution.
结果你做梦也不会想到。
To our surprise,
就是在清教徒的中间。
It was in the middle of the Puritans.
你看这些贵格会的弟兄们，有的人就为主殉道了。
Some of the Quakers were martyred.
如果你们读他们的历史的话
，If you read their history,
你看见说 George Fox 他的道德、他的见证是没有人有话说的。
You will find that the testimony, the personal testimony of George Fox is unquestionable.
所有些历史教会历史人都承认 Fox 这位弟兄是活在主面前的。
Everyone who wrote church history acknowledges that he is a man of God.
他的道不能听的。
However, his sermons,
因为他的道一听，所有礼拜堂就完了。
Must be avoided because if you listen to his sermon, then no one will go to church.
所以不光是英国国教，就是所有独立的教会，你看这是个革命性的东西。
And hence, this is radical not only to the Church of England but also to the independents.
所以逼迫是一定的。
Persecution, was.Was imperative.
It's a consequence.
It's unavoidable.
所以在这种情形底下，弟兄姊妹，你看见说，当然有许多的反对，当然有许多的逼迫。
And under those circumstances, of course, they will go undergo much persecution.
但是你看见他们实在向着主非常的忠心。
But they were very faithful to the Lord.
他们真的与主有很好的交通。
They truly had great fellowship with the Lord.
他们现在说笑话。
And today we joke around.
他说，如果你开教会的行政聚会讨论一些事情的话。
And if you have an administrative meeting in the church,
你看见说，在他们的这样的聚会里面。
You will find that among these people,
你看一面这个聚会最长，一面也是最难决定事情的。
On the one hand, these meetings are the longest. On the other hand, they never decide.
在一般聚会里面，个性强的人就决定事情嘛。
In an ordinary church, whoever has the loudest voice, he will decide things.
但是这些人，他们都是寻求圣灵的感觉。
But this group of people, they were seeking after the.
每一个人都不敢出自己的。
The leading of the Holy Spirit. No one dared to put out his own opinion.
所以最后呢，没有结果的。
In the end, no decision.
常常没有结果，原因就是没有人敢出主张的。
No decision was made because no one was willing to say anything.
这么某一个角度有一点极端，是不是？
You know, on the one hand, it's rather extreme.
但你不觉得在他们身上，他们尊重圣灵的主权吗
？But don't you think that they really had that honor for the Holy Spirit?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见他们真的要听里面的声音，要看里面的光。
See, they were serious about hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit.
因为那光是真光。
Because they know that that has to be the truth.
而这个光乃是生命的光。
True light, that has to be the light of life.
你说这个有什么错呢
？What's wrong with that?
一点都没有错。今天我们就是圣灵的殿吗
？And nothing wrong with that because we are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
你到哪里，礼拜堂就到哪里嘛。
Wherever we are, that's where the temple of God is.
So we are the walking churches.
So we are walking.
这就是他们，这是他们所说的嘛。
That's what they said.
你看见吗？你无论到哪里，你看礼拜堂就到哪里。你为什么一定要到礼拜堂去呢
？You see, wherever you go, that's where the temple is. Why do you have to go to church?
所以你看见这个是从整个当时的教会来说，是一个很大的很大的一件事情。
And so that was very, very controversial at that time.
结果你看见，慢慢慢慢的有许多人响应。
And slowly, many people responded to that message.
但是代价也是很大的。
However, the cost was great.
他们告诉我们说，最少有5000到50000人为着主的缘故坐在监牢里面。
People tell us that there were between 5,000 to 50,000 people jailed.
大概有300到400为主殉道的。
300 to 400 were martyred.
而且 Fox 自己也6次进了监牢。
Fox himself.Was jailed 6 times.
但是你看见神开圣灵做的，凡是圣灵开的门，没有人能关。
However, the doors that were opened by the Holy Spirit, no one else could close.
当然，他们有极端的地方。
Of course, they went to extreme.
你知道他们什么外面东西都不要了。
You see, they rejected everything that's external.
你知道极端到什么地步呢
？To a degree,
他们也不受浸。
They will not be baptized.
他们也不擘饼。
They will not come to the Lord's table.
他们说擘饼和这个受浸也是外面的东西。
They felt that the Lord's supper and baptism are external.
你看这个就跑得太远了，是不是
？You see, they went too far.
你知道当初宾路易师母被主使用的时候
，When Sister Penn Lewis was used by the Lord,
她看上了一位年轻的弟兄。
She fell in love with this young man.
不看上，不看中，没有 fall in love.
Okay,
这个不能犯错。
She
对 was impressed by a young brother.
Okay, she was impressed.
结果这个弟兄应该就是将来他的继承人，他要把他的那一份要传给那个弟兄。
She felt that she need to pass whatever she had to this brother.
所以现在你知道那句话不能翻译错误。
Okay.
那么这位弟兄是谁呢
？Now who is that brother?
这位弟兄就是 Austin Spark 弟兄。
And that was Brother Austin Spark.
那 Austin Spark 的的确确很多地方都接受了宾路易师母的帮助。
And indeed, he received much help from Sister Penn Lewis.
这个毫无疑问的。
Unquestionable.
但是后来为什么没有成功？为什么他没有做他的继承者呢？
Why was it that he did not succeed?
因为 Oscar Spark 弟兄他还是认为说，根据圣经还是要有受浸，还是。要有擘饼。
Because to Brother Spark, he felt that baptism and the Lord's table is a must.
外面东西不能打掉的。
Based on the scripture, we cannot reject all external things.
你不能只注意外面的东西。
True, you cannot pay attention to only to external things.
如果没有里面，外面是空壳子。
Without what's within, what's on the outside is only appearance.
有了里面，圣灵容许给我们一些外面东西来配合的。
But having inner reality. The Holy Spirit allows for external
things.
So we are not rejecting everything that's external.
所以他们说, 我们在灵里纪念主, 所以不需要薄饼。
They felt that they can worship God in spirit, they don't need the Lord's table.
而且他们说, 我们在灵里受浸了, 所以我们就不必再受浸。
They felt that spiritually we are baptized, we don't need to go into water.
所以你看你是有极端的地方。
So there are places where they went to extreme.
但这就是他们所看见的。
But that's what they saw.
你看见圣灵用他们, 就是摇醒当时的教会。
And the Holy Spirit used them to wake up the churches at that time.
虽然他们有不妥协、不妥当的地方。
There were places that were questionable.
他们有极端的地方。
There were places that went to extreme.
但大体来讲, 你看见圣灵, 你看见神借着他们来恢复圣灵在教会, 在我们每个人里面所说的话。
But generally, the Holy Spirit used them to wake up to the fact that we need the Holy Spirit's voice.
你必须在神面前做这个真正敬拜的人。
You have to be someone who worships in spirit.
你看见如果你在里面敬拜的话,
if you worship in spirit,
现在你和神的儿女们聚在一起的时候,
and now as God's children come together,
我们是一同来寻求圣灵的感觉。
Now we come to seek and wait upon the Holy Spirit together.
那或有诗歌, 或有祷告, 这个时候你看一个一个起来做先知讲道。
Whether some may have songs, some may have a prayer, some may have a word of prophecy.
你看这个不是圣经里面这个不是圣经里哥林多前书14章所提示。
Isn't this clearly revealed from Corinthians 14, 1 Corinthians?
所以如果你真的拿圣经的榜样来看当时教会的情形的话,
and hence if you are to measure the church with what is in scripture,
你会发现说圣经所注意的, 你看有很多东西, 人就注意了圣经所注意以外的东西。
You find that people pay much attention to something that's outside of the scripture.
当一切变成礼仪的时候, ritual的时候,
when everything became ritual,
你看圣灵不需要做工的,
you no longer need the Holy Spirit.
你照着 program 照做就可以。
You just follow the program.
而且人有了 creed, 有了教条了。
Once they have creed,
就好像旧约的十条诫一样。
Just like the Ten Commandments.
亲爱的, 你根本不需要读圣经。
You don't even have to study the scripture.
所以从某一个角度来说,
so from a certain angle,
你记不记得这个Fox所说的话, 其实就是主耶稣在约翰福音第四章那里所说的话。
The words of Fox is very similar to what the Lord said in John 4.
所以要紧的, 我们应该做一个真正拜父的人, 因为神是个灵。
The key is that we need to be worshippers of God in spirit and in truth.
结果圣灵果然工作。
Indeed, the Holy Spirit did this work.
所以到了Fox在 死的时候有5万人起来响应。
When Fox was about to die, 50,000 people responded to his
word. 所以你看见这个就是后来所谓的贵格会。
And they were the Quakers.
那为什么是贵格会?
Now why was it called Quakers?
贵格就是打抖的颤抖的意思。
Quake means they were quaking.
那为什么叫做Quakers呢?
Quivering. Why were they called that way?
因为有一次当他受审判的时候,
because one time when he was prosecuted,
你看见有一个法官在那对他说话,
one of the prosecutors was talking to him,
然后他就对那个法官说,
and he said to the prosecutor,
他说你在神的话语面前你应该恐惧战惊,
he said you ought to be trembling in fear before God.
结果法官回过头怎么说呢?
And what did the prosecutor said to him?
Quaker.
You are the Quaker.
所以从那个以后开始, Quaker就变成他们的名字了。
And from that time on, that became their name.
所以Quaker对他们来讲是羞辱他们的名字。
Hence, it was a derogatory designation.
你看见吗? 他们称他们自己the friends of the truth.
They call themselves friends of the truth.
或者the friends of light.
Or friends of light.
他们是光的朋友, 他们是真理的朋友, 这是他们自己称呼自己的。
That's how they will call themselves.
他们在一起的时候,
and when they meet together,
他们说, this is the camp of the Lord, 这是主义主的营。
This is the, they call themselves the camp of the Lord.
你知道他不再用教会这个字, 你看见吗?
You see, you notice that they don't use the word church.
因为教会只是那个外表。
Because to many, church is only that building.
其实如果两三个人奉主的名聚会, 教会不是, 这不是教会是什么?
In reality, when two or three meet together, that's the church.
所以你看见这是一个很大的极端, 现在就跑到另外一头去了。
And so now you see they have gone to the other extreme.
那么等到后来实行的时候就有发生困难了。
And when they put that to practice, they
那么跟随 就 Fox 人很多是年轻人。
They encountered problem. Many of the Fox's followers were young.
那么这个年轻人要结婚的。
And when they want to get married.
现在呢，他认为说这些传道人都是外面的。
They felt that these ministers, they are external.
而且他觉得传道人怎么可以领取薪水呢？
They felt that how could ministers take a salary?
而且那个时候的薪水从国库来的。
And at that time, salary was paid by national treasury.
这个国库的钱是你纳税来的。
And what's in the treasury come from taxation.
所以 Fox 觉得我们不能纳这个税。
Fox felt strongly that we should not take that money.
因为这个税结果从国库然后就给了这些拿薪水，这个不合乎圣经的。
He felt that ministers should not take salary from the national treasury.
所以他反对外面这些东西。
Hence, he was against all of these things.
他叫礼拜堂，不叫 church. 人家叫 church, 他不叫 church.
And other people call church building church.
他叫 the church, the steep house, 就是那个尖尖的那个房子，他叫尖尖的房子。
He called them the steep house.
那当然讲的时候，他里面是很不以为然那个讲法，是很不以为然的。
Of course, he said it
negative connotation.
In a negative way.
所以在这种情形底下，你看得很清楚，在他是外面什么都不要，里面就可以了。
Hence he rejected everything that's external, only wanted things within.
但等到聚会的人多了，你总要聚会的地方吧。
However, when there are more people to gather together, they need a place.
所以他们称这个聚会叫什么呢？
So what did they call this place to where they meet?
叫做 meeting, 就是 meeting, 就是聚会就是了。
They call it meeting.
那么后来呢，你总要有个房子在一起聚会，这个不是 steep house 了，这样就是普通的房子。
They would meet in an ordinary house.
所以这就叫做聚会的 house, 聚会的 house of the meeting, 就是所以你看这个跟普通礼拜堂就不一样了。
They began to call that a house of meeting.
那么然后年轻人要结婚总要有人替他们证婚嘛。
You had to have someone, who married them.
所以呢现在你看见要有人起来负责，要有人起来才可以。
Someone have to do something.
所以你不要外面，但是外面的人还是来的。
Even though you reject everything external, but you still have to have this person.
但是很清楚，你看见他们觉得，如果完全从巴比伦出来的话
，They felt that if they have to come out of Babylon completely,
那这些东西应该完全丢在后面。
They should cast away all of these things.
但最后他看见了，他在实行上他不可能没有实行。
But in the end, he felt that to put that in practice was difficult.
你还是要有聚会的地方。
You still have to have a meeting place.
你还要有些人为年轻人证婚的。
You still have someone who can administer the wedding.
那么在一起来聚会的时候。
And then when they meet together.
那么你看见，那么大家受圣灵的引导。那后来是礼拜天聚会的。
They met on Sundays.
然后每一个月他们就开一次会。
Once a month, they will have this meeting.
那么这个时候要接纳谁，或者要写介绍信，从这里到那里，你看都是在每一个月聚会里面来决定的。
And once a month, they will meet and decide on who they should receive into fellowship, who they should refer to another fellowship.
你看见慢慢慢慢的，很明显的，你看见他们这一班的人，这就是后来我们所说的贵格会的这一班的人。
Slowly, they become what we call the Quakers.
那么等到这个 George Fox 死了以后。
After George Fox died,
那所有的逼迫就停止了。
All persecution ceased.
所以当时的热忱也就没有了。
The fervor gone.
所以结果呢，你看见后来大家在一起聚会的时候。
Later, as they met together,
他们慢慢就开始注意到这个教会的管制了。
They began to pay attention to, the administration.
他们要保持教会的单纯。
They want to, maintain the purity of the church.
所以他们就有了一些的规条。
They set them some guidelines.
他们知道了穿衣服要普通的衣服才可以。
First of all, they felt that they have to wear ordinary clothing.
我们叫贵格会，你如果到 Pennsylvania 去，你看他们贵格会当初穿的衣服就是一种的衣服，很简单，很简单的衣服。
If you visit the Quakers in Pennsylvania, you find that their clothing was very ordinary.
他们一穿那个衣服，你知道他一定是贵格会的。
And you can you recognize them by their clothing.
而且他们不可以看电影，不可以抽烟，不可以喝酒，所有世间的东西这些都不可以的。
They could not drink, smoke, go to theater, and so on.
而且讲话的人要用 thee 和 thou， 不可以普通 you and me， 不可以的。
And when they talk to each other, they use thee, thou.、So、
还有他们讲话的用的语言都是圣经里面的语言。
And they use words from scripture in their conversation.
比方说从但到别是巴，那只有他们这样讲的，别人听不懂的。
They would talk about certain things with Dan to Beersheba.
那他们一定每一个人一定要很端庄。
Only they would understand what they talk about.
一定要准时。
And they have to be properly dressed.
一定要诚实。
Be very punctual and very honest.
那谁不诚实？你看见他们开会的时候就可以决定这个人了。
And if someone is dishonest, they would rule against him.
他们比圣经的严格多了。圣经犯淫乱才开除的。
They would excommunicate someone who lied, not just someone who committed adultery.
哦，他们比这个严格的多。你的衣服不对可以开除你的。
Oh, they can excommunicate you if you are not dressed properly.
你爱世界可以开除你。
And they can excommunicate you if you
love
the world.
你若不准时，他也要可以开除你。
If you're not punctual, they could.
那结果现在变成很多的规条，你看见吗
？So there are many rules and regulations.
你不觉得很稀奇吗
？We marvel.
当初不是一切照着圣灵的引导吗？
Didn't they begin with the leading of the Holy
Spirit? 你最讲圣灵引导的，现在有许多的不成文的规定，你非遵守不可。
Before you had the leading of the guidance of the Holy Spirit, now it's all rules.
你问他这圣经有没有？他圣经没有。
You ask them whether they are in the Scripture. They said no.
他可以说这是我们的家风，我们家里就这么做的。
They said this is house rule.
你要不要待在我们的家里
？You want to stay in this house?
结果你看见他们救来的人，好不容易把人救来了。
And with much hardship, they saved many.
但是留不住很多人。
But they were unable to keep.
因为很多人都开除掉了。
Because many were kicked out.
所以你看见开除的比进来的还要多，所以难怪后来人越来越少。
And at one point in time, the number of that were kicked out were larger than the ones that
were saved. 他们实在是精兵主义啊！你看到现在就二十万人，全世界大概就二十万人，大概。
And even today, there were only maybe about 200,000.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这是
in the whole world.
这很稀。到了第二代的时候，你看见就跟第一代就不大相同了。
You see, the second generation completely deviated from the first.
会注意这些东西了。
They began to pay attention to something different.
所以就是这些东西给别人对于贵格会的印象。
And today, our perception is on the second generation.
那么还有的就是他们现在聚会就是安静，安静到底就走掉了。就没有什么谁受圣灵感动，所以你到他们中间就是，所以有的人就不去了，因为没有意思啊，什么事也不做，然后就走了。
And all they have today is that quietness, and nothing was going on. Many people just sleep.
那么他们这个 Fox 那时候吵吵闹的，你看圣灵在他们身上工作，你看了吗
？You see, in the time of Fox, there were a lot of up and down.
你看见那的的确确，圣灵借着他们叫很多人眼睛开启了。
And indeed, many eyes were opened through them.
但是现在呢，他们不需要了。
But now they don't need that anymore.
他们不需要再去开展了。
They don't have to go out and fight.
结果呢？你看见他们后来就发展成为典型的聚会，那就是说他们在一个不是普通的礼拜堂里面聚会，然后他们来的时候就是很安静，完了就散会。
And now they have formed a mode. They come to a meeting place very quiet. That's it.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个就是贵格会典型的聚会。
And that became.What we would consider a typical Quakers meeting.
那么就在 Fox 还活着的时候
，When Fox was still alive,
受了许许多多的逼迫
，They went through much persecution.
那神就开了一条路
，God opened a way.
你知道到1660年不是皇帝又复位了吗
？Now you remember in 1660, the monarch came back.
那有一个人帮了他很多的忙。
Someone gave a great deal of assistance.
结果这个皇帝呢，就欠了他一大笔的钱，大概是16,000磅那个钱。
And the king owed him about £16,000.
那这个可以很大的一片土地呢。
At that time, this could purchase a huge parcel of land.
所以皇帝纪念说，这个人对他很有功的。
The king remembered his contribution.
结果他有一个儿子。
He had a son.
后来加入了贵格的运动。
He joined the movement of the Quakers.
那么不光是，那么这个儿子呢？这个不光是跟随了贵格会。
Not only did he follow the Quakers.
他看见太多贵格会人受逼迫。
He saw many of them went under persecution.
所以他就到这个皇帝面前去说了。
And the son came before the king.
他说你不必还给我，你欠给我父亲的16,000英镑。
And he said, you don't have to pay back to me the money you owe my father.
你只要在美国给我一片土地就可以了。
All you need to do is give me a parcel of land in America.
那么这片土地呢，是一片的森林，很多的 woods， 很多的森林。
This piece of land was full of forest.
所以这位弟兄呢，就称这一片那个土地叫 Sylvania。
He called that piece of land Sylvania.
Sylvania 就是一片森林的意思。
The word means forest.
但是皇帝说你不可以光叫 Sylvania。
However, the king said you can't just call it that.
因为你的父亲太有功劳了。
Because your father made great contribution to my
cause. 这个父亲的他的 last name 叫 Penn, P-E-N-N.
Now, the father of this young man, his last name, his surname is Penn.
他说应该叫 Pennsylvania.
He said you should call it Pennsylvania.
那这就是今天美国的宾州。
And that is the state we have
today. 而这个儿子的名字叫做 William Penn.
And the name of the son is William Penn.
他也为了主也坐到监牢里面去。
And he was imprisoned also.
后来他出来以后写了一本很有名的书。
When he came out of prison, he wrote a very famous book.
这本书是没有十字架就没有冠冕。
It's called No Cross, No Crown.
感谢主，到了1681年的时候，他果然得了这一片地，叫做 Pennsylvania， 整个的宾州。他就告诉主说，他把这块地打开，欢迎所有受逼迫的基督徒来到那里。
And we thank the Lord that in 1681, indeed he received a parcel of land, now we know as Pennsylvania, and he received everyone that was persecuted.
所以现在贵格会的人，他们逃难都逃到美国来了。
And hence all the Quakers that were persecuted came to America.
那不光这样。
Furthermore,
连那些 Anabaptists 不是受逼迫吗？
The Anabaptists, they were also being persecuted.
那个门诺会的人不受逼迫吗？
The Mennonites, they were also persecuted.
他们也来了 Lancaster, 我们说过的也是 Pennsylvania.
They also arrived in Lancaster in Pennsylvania.
那个 Amish people 也受了逼迫。
The Amish, they also
got, 他们也逃到这里来了。
They also fled there.
后来 Zinzendorf, 他们也到了 Pennsylvania 来了。
And later, even Zinzendorf and his followers came to Pennsylvania.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？本来就 Boston， 你看见是那些清教徒们，他们来到 New England， 来到美国这一带的。
Before the Puritans were the one that went to New England that region.
现在神借着 William Penn， 你看见给了这个美国预备了很大的土地，所有为着向着中心的人，现在你们不要受逼迫了，你们可以到那里能够敬拜神。
Now through William Penn。All of God's children who were persecuted found a place of refuge in Pennsylvania.
那么这些贵格会的人，第一个不宣誓。
Now the Quakers, first of all, they will never make an oath.
因为根据圣经不可，他不可以宣誓的。
Because according to scripture, they can never take an oath.
所以很多时候被抓就这样。
And that's why oftentimes they were caught.
第二，他全了绝对不脱帽子的。
And second, they will never take off their hat.
所以所有贵格会弟兄都不脱帽子。
And all the Quakers will never take off their hat.
为什么不脱帽子呢？
Why?
他们所有人都是平等的。
Because they were all equal.
皇帝来也不脱帽子。
And they will not take off their hat even when the king appears.
所以他们觉得这些人在骄傲了，所以把他们放在监牢里面。
And hence, people consider them too proud to put them in prison.
所以你看贵格会的特点就是不脱帽子的，你看见
吗？ See, that was their characteristic.
那么不光如此。
Furthermore,
而且他们是绝对不打仗的。
And they would never go into battle.
他们到了美国碰到印第安人，是不是？
When they came to this country, they encountered the Indians.
印第安人常常会搅扰他们。
The Indians would often come to disturb them.
但是贵格会的人，他们绝不家里绝对没有枪的。
But the Quakers, they would not keep any arms.
他们就是相信神能保护他们。
They trusted God to protect them.
他们不是为，他们觉得我们相信神能保护我们，所以神果然保护了他们。
And because of their faith, indeed God protected them.
然后呢，这个到了16，我们刚才说1681年呢，是 Pennsylvania 那块地拿下来了。
And we mentioned in 1681 they got the piece of land now known as Pennsylvania.
第二年
，the next year，
你知道这个 William Penn 就到了 Philadelphia。
William Penn went to Philadelphia.
Philadelphia 的诞生就是那一年。
That was the year when the city of Philadelphia was founded.
所以费城开始，我们不要忘记是从贵格会开始的。
So the city was founded by the Quakers.
那么到了 Pennsylvania， 你一到到有一个很有名叫 Germantown。
There's a place, Germantown, very famous.
那么这个 Germantown 那里有一班贵格会的弟兄们。
And a group of Quakers met there.
那么当然，附近很多的印第安人。
Of course, they were surrounded by native Indians.
对不起，我现在讲，这是后来的事，就是他到了那，他就碰到一些印第安人。
And they encountered these Indians.
然后就和印第安立了个约。
And they actually formed had a treaty with the Indians.
那么希望他们能好待印第安人，印第安人也不伤害他们。
They would treat the Indians well, and the Indians would not harm them.
但是你知道，普通签约一定要起誓的。
You see, normally they have to swear.
他们说这是唯一的约条约是没有起誓的。
They said that this was the only treaty that did not involve.
还有这个约没有被
sworn oath.
这个约神保守他没有被毁掉的。
And that God kept them so that they never break that treaty.
你看见后来到了 Germantown 那些贵格会弟兄姊妹在一起的时候。
And later, when you look at the Quakers, how they met in Germantown,
他们看见说，根据马太福音五章、六章、七章。
Based on Matthew 5, 6, 7,
你记不记得马太五六七那里有一句话是很重要的话？
You remember there's this very important word in Matthew.
主耶稣说，无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。
However you want to be treated, that's how you should treat others.
他们根据这节圣经。
Based on that verse,
他说我们不能对待，我们没有一个人可以对待黑奴的。
And based on that verse, they said we could never have black
slaves. 所以他们反对黑奴制度。
And hence they were against the system.
他们就是根据这一节圣经。
System of slavery.
他们就是根据这节圣经。如果你要跟随主的话。
Because if you want to follow the Lord,
没有一个人可以买黑奴的。
No one could own any slave.
所以后来贵格会变成反对黑奴最厉害的一班的人。
The Quakers were the strongest voice against slavery in America.
但是开始的时候是从他们自己开始的。
But they began with themselves.
他们没有一个人开黑奴，谁买黑奴谁就开除的。
And they would kick anybody out who has a slave.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？他们的的确确是照着圣经里面的话，在那里遵守，在那里跟随主的。
You see how they wanted to be true to God's word.
感谢主，这个就是贵格会的故事。
And that is the story of the Quakers.
不要不止如此。
As we
你看见，就是因为贵格会这样的追求。
Because of this hunger of because of the pursuit of the Quakers,
后来到了十九世纪的时候
，When we come to the 19th century,
那主的确是在他们中间兴起了一个姊妹
，And God raised up a sister among them,
那就是宾路易师母
，And that was Sister Penn Lewis.
你看见她在生命上，在属灵上给我们许多的帮助
，And spiritually she gave us much much help.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你看得很清楚。如果你要明白贵格会里面所看见
的 ，If you want to understand what the Quakers understood，
我觉得在宾路易师母身上看的应该是很清楚的。
I think we can obtain a clear picture from Sister Lewis。
但是更重要的，当你读史伯克的用东西的时候
，Now when you read Brother Sparks' writings，
他写一本书叫做《What Is Man》。
He wrote the book What Is Man。
弟兄姊妹，现在你明白了。
Now we understand.
从那一本书里面
，from that book，
虽然在 Fox 那个时候没有把里面的故事讲得很清楚。
At the time of Fox, they could not explain what they had clearly.
但是现在史蒂翁可以跟你看见说，原来在我们的灵里面有三个功用。
And it was Brother Sparks in that book tell us that in our spirit there are three main
compartments. 你看见有良心的功，有良心的功用。
First of all, there is the function of the conscience.
有直觉的功用。
There's a function of intuition.
还有敬拜的功用。
There's also the function of worship.
所以一直到二十世纪。
And hence it was until the 20th century.
你看见现在的发表比从前更进步了。
Now our understanding is much improved.
Fox 看见那个实际。
Now Fox saw that reality,
但他讲不出来。
But he couldn't express it.
所以现在感谢主，你看印度史蒂翁得着宾路易师母的帮助。
But because of the help, Brother Spark received from Sister Lewis,
现在印度史弟兄得着其他方面的帮助。
And because Brother Sparks is endowed with many other stuff,
所以现在他能把那个故事把它说出来了。
He was able to articulate what was in the Quakers.
所以原来他所说里面的光
and the inner light
那你就看见原来这是灵里面的故事。
That was referred to is really a story in the human spirit.
你如果是 walk in the spirit,
if we walk in the spirit,
换一句话说，你是跟随着良心的感觉走的。
Meaning that you are walking according to conscience.
你根据 intuition, 根据直觉，根据圣灵的引导走。
And you are led by intuition, light of the Holy Spirit.
你乃是在那里灵在灵里面来敬拜主。
Now you worship God in spirit.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
虽然到了二十世纪我们才能讲得清楚
Even though only when we come to 20th century do we understand this.
你不要以为只有二十世纪才有维他命
But don't think that there's vitamin only in 20th
century. 在亚当夏娃的已经有维他命了
In the time of Adam and Eve there were vitamins.
不过他不说我吃维他命他只说我吃菜就是
Except they don't call it vitamin, they call it plants, vegetables, and fruit.
他们不知道说这个东西叫做维他命。
They didn't know that there were vitamins in it.
但是多少年来我们是受了维他命的帮助。
But for so many years, we lived on vitamins.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹，就在17世纪中叶的时候。
And hence, in mid-17th century,
你看见神做了何等大的工作。
You see the great work that God has done.
这个是很重要的，弟兄姊妹。
Very important.
否则你光想教会的次序。
Otherwise, we wouldn't understand order in the church.
你光讲教会的组织。
I mean, if you only pay attention to the order in the church.
光讲教会的制度。
The organization or the system.
这个有什么用呢
？What use are they?
如果每一个人不是敬拜的人。
If no one is a worshipper of God,
你只知道到了一个房子才能敬拜，离开房子就不能敬拜了。
If you think that you can only worship in a building,
这是旧约，这不是新约。
That's the Old Testament. That's not New Testament.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？虽然 George Fox 有他偏的地方
，Even though there were extremes with George Fox,
但是感谢主
，But we thank the Lord.
他到底神所使用的人
，No matter what, he was someone used by the Lord.
他受尽了误会。
He was misunderstood.
受尽了逼迫。
He was persecuted.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
今天我们得着帮助了。
Today we are helped by him.
所以你看见吗？神借着各种不同的工作，能让我们眼睛开启。
You see, God, through all these different group of people to open our eyes.
你看见我们的弟兄花了那么多的代价。
You see the price that all of them have paid.
每一个真理都是昂贵的。
Every truth was obtained with a great cost.
新教徒付了代价。
The Puritans paid the price.
就崇敬派受了出了代价。
The Anabaptists paid the price.
贵格会也出了代价。
The Quakers paid the price.
里面不只有眼泪。
There were not only tears.
里面有血。
Blood.
神要让我们看见。
God wants us to see.
他所要的工作是怎样的工作。
What kind of work that he's after?
弟兄姊妹，在新约的时候
，In New Testament times,
里面做的才是，外面做的不是。
What is done within will last forever.
我们不要光是外面做以色列人。
So don't just be Israelites on the outside.
我们要里面做以色列人。
We want to be Israelites within.
外面可以有，可以没有。
We can have or not have these external things.
那不是问题。
Because that's not the issue.
主愿意可以在这样的房子里面来聚会。
If the Lord willing, we can meet in a building such as this.
主如果不愿意，我们可以在坟墓的牧场里面。
If the Lord not willing, we could meet in a cemetery.
当时在罗马地下挖空了，许多基督徒可以在那里聚会。
And you remember back then, many Christians met in catacombs under Rome.
这是福音的特点。
That is the characteristic of the gospel.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们哪里都可以聚会。
We can meet anywhere we want to.
如果平安的时候
in times of peace,
如果主愿意的话
if the Lord willing,
他可以给我们很好的地方。
He can provide for us a nice place to meet.
你也不要说我们不要，弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这是主自己的带领。
And if the Lord wants to give, don't reject.
但是你有没有里面的东西？
But we have to ask, is there substance within?
如果里面没有的话，
if there's no spiritual reality within,
外面好有什么用呢？
What use is this external thing?
人多又有什么用呢？
What good is? Is
所以现在你我看见 George Fox 所看见的吗？
So do we see the same thing as George now?
几乎是100年的那个实验，200年的实验。
It was an 100 to 200 year experiment.
现在我们学会了。
Now we have learned the lesson.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是为什么我们读教会的历史。
That's why when we read church history,
我们需要从教会历史里面得到教训。
We need to find the lessons for us.
所以你看见主一面兴起像 George Fox 这样的弟兄来。
And so you see the Lord raising up people like George Fox.
那么他的确很像哈该一样。
He truly was like the prophet Haggai.
但等一等，你看见神又兴起像什么呢？又兴起像这个像撒迦利亚的。
However, in a moment, God would raise up another one like
Zechariah. 那么几乎就在同一个时候。
And so it was almost at the same time.
神在德国也做了很特别的事。
God did something wonderful in Germany.
很稀奇，弟兄姊妹。
Very interesting.
我看见有一看木刻的画，木刻木头雕刻的画。
And I saw this a sculpted plaque.
那可以说明那个时候教会的光景。
I'm sorry, engraved. It tells us the condition of the church at that time.
那么那个是一个图画。
It's an engraved picture.
那有一个桌子都是 reformer, 都是改革家，有马丁路德、加尔文、茨威利，还有 John Knox 这些，通通在那个一个桌子上。
And there's a big table with prominent people like Martin Luther, Calvin, Zwingli, George.
你看这些人在道理上都有很大的贡献。
John Knox and so on. All of these contributed a great deal in theology. 但
是呢，他们桌子上那个蜡烛的光慢慢快没有了。
But as the candle was about to go out, the candle on the table was about to go out.
那么告他那么画家就告诉你说，为什么这个要快没有？因为有三个人在那要把它吹灭的。
The sculptor want to show you why the candle was about to go out because three people were about to put it out.
那第一个当然是魔鬼了，他画个魔鬼要把这个吹掉，魔鬼要吹掉。
The first person, of course, was Satan. He want to blow out that candle.
那还有一个就是教皇，教皇也要把它吹掉，那当然了。
The second individual was the Pope.
还有一个是 Anabaptist 要把它吹掉。
The third one was the Anabaptist.
你知道这些改革家是两面作战。
You see.
两面作战 two fronts.
To the reformers, they had two fronts.
所以一面要对付这个教皇，要对付罗马。
On the one hand, they were to deal with the Pope, the Roman Church.
另一方面要对付 Anabaptist.
On the other side, they have to deal with the Anabaptist.
这两个敌人哪个比较难对付呢？
Who were the more difficult opponents?
那教皇有的是传统。
The Pope had tradition.
这个容易对付。
That was easy.
你可以根据圣经把传统打掉。
You could easily overthrow that with the scripture.
但是 Anabaptist 拿的是圣经，你怎么对付他？
But the Anabaptists, they had the Bible in their hand. How do you deal with them?
弟兄姊妹，这就是那个时候的情形。
That was the condition.
你看，到时候大家讲道理，慢慢慢慢，声名漏掉了。
And as they began to argue each other on doctrinal issues,
好像圣经根本只是个道理。
Spiritual life slipped away, and the Bible became theory.
因信称义是个道理。
Justification by faith became theory.
每个人知识都是这个道理。
And every truth became theory.
所以在1970年的时候 1670, 你知道在 Frankfurt 有一个路德会。
There was a Lutheran gathering in Frankfurt.
有一个主任的牧师，他叫做 Philip Spener, 叫 Spener 弟兄。
There was a chief pastor called Philip Spener.
他很认识这个马丁路德所看见的。
Now he understood what Martin Luther saw.
他知道马丁路德一辈子所做的梦，希望在教会里面有教会。
He understood Martin Luther's dream of having a church within the church.
在有形的教会里面能够出现一个无形的教会。
That in the visible church there will be an invisible church.
所以 Spener 觉得神给他觉得要把这件事情出来，不能光是理论不可以。
Spener felt that he was the one to bring this into fulfillment.
所以他在家里就开始聚会了。
And he began to meet at his home.
他没有意思要和路德会分开，没有，路德会还是照常去做礼拜，没有问题的。
He had no intention to separate from the Lutheran church.
但是他在家里开始聚会。
But he began a home gathering.
大家在一起读经。
And they study Bible together.
在一起祷告。
They pray together at home.
然后大家在一起交通。
And then they fellowship at home.
那不光他家里这样，很多人家里都打开的。
And not only he opened up his home, many others followed him.
然后你看，每年一定要把圣经读完一遍。
Every year they would go through the whole Bible.
那么大家每一个人都开口祷告。
Everyone will open up and pray.
而且大家可以交动你他的感觉。
And they were able to fellowship and share what they received.
这个在路德会里从来没有过的。
That was something unseen among the Lutherans.
你坐在那里只听别人讲的，你从来不讲，你嘴巴从来不动的。
Because you only sit there and listen to what other people preach.
你只听见这个祷告那个祷告，你从来不祷告的。
You will only hear someone praying, you will never pray yourself.
你只要听他们讲圣经，你回家根本不需要读圣经的。
And you only need to listen to the exposition, you never have to read the Bible.
结果呢，你看见在很多的家庭里就开始这样的聚会了。
Slowly, many people began to meet at homes.
今天许多人讲细胞小组。
And many people call the cell group today.
现在的细胞小组不要忘记，严格说，最早就是这一班弟兄们所做。
Strictly speaking, the cell group concept came from these brothers.
你看见说，他们在不同的聚会里、不同的家里面，就开始一同读圣经、一同祷告、一同聚会的。
And in different homes, they began to meet, pray, study the scripture.
而且不光是路德会的人。
And not only were the Lutherans.
如果是别的公会的人、别的聚会的人，他们也欢迎他们来。
And they opened their doors to people of other denominations.
他们彼此相爱。
Or other backgrounds, they love one another.
他们是弟兄。
And they call one another brethren.
弟兄姊妹，你看见圣灵做了一个很特别的工作。
And you see the Holy Spirit starts doing something special.
如果教会是基督的身体的话
，If the church is the body of Christ,
每一个肢体都应该在那里动的。
Every member of that body ought to function.
现在你看，这里很明显他们在那里实行的。
And clearly, this was being put into practice now.
这是神的旨意。
And this was God's will.
圣灵当然要祝福的。
The Holy Spirit surely would bless them.
结果不得了，弟兄姊妹，你看见就在整个德国的版图里面。
And indeed, this became a big deal in Germany.
结果这样的聚会不知道有多少。
And there were numerous, uncountable number of gatherings
like this. 结果你看见每一个人不光这样的聚会，他们就活出因信称义的情形来了。
And they also lived out justification by faith.
而且每一个人都做祭司了。
They bear fruit. Everyone become priest.
现在写历史的人告诉我们说。
Now historians.
本来路德会已经死掉了。
Lutherans were about to die.
现在把生命注入进去。
Now life was resuscitated.
亲爱的弟兄，这些人没有离开路德会。
They never departed from the Lutheran church. 但是不知道
为什么生命进去了。
But somehow life comes back.
现在教会是基督的身体了。
Now the church is the body of Christ.
本来是理论，从来没有实行过的。
Before it was only theory.
现在每一个人都能活出那个因信称义的光明。
Now everyone were putting into practice.
亲爱的弟兄。结果这一班的人后来被人称作敬虔派 Pietists
The life of faith And later they were referred to as the Pietists
你知道他们很多的聚会叫什么吗
You know what their meetings were called
他们的聚会就叫做 Philadelphia
Their meetings were called Philadelphia
弟兄相爱
Brotherly love
这就是启示录里面的腓立特菲的教会他们用同样的名字
And they had the same name as the church, one of the seven
churches. 他们觉得我们应当彼此相爱。
They felt that we need to love one another.
结果圣灵祝福这件事情。
And the Holy Spirit richly
blessed them. 哦，弟兄姊妹，你看整个好像教会死了，现在整个路德会活过来了。
And you see that the dying Lutheran church is coming back to life.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
We thank the Lord.
你看这实在是圣灵的工作。
It is truly a work.By the Holy Spirit.
后来这个弟兄搬到东德去，到 Dresden 那一带去。
This brother moved east to Dresden.
那么后来又在一个地方叫 Halle 这个地方。
And later he went to Halle.
那里后来就变成什么呢？变成敬虔派的大本营。
And that became the headquarters for the Pietists.
后来这位弟兄 Spanner 又碰到另外一个弟兄叫弗兰克，这位弟兄。
And later, he met another brother called Frankie.
那个大概十几年以后，因为他年龄比较大，结果呢，他们也在这个在哈利那个地方，他们相会了。
And they began to meet in Halle.
那弗兰克弟兄是个大学的教授。
Now, Brother Frankie was a professor.
不要忘记，后来这个敬虔派的运动在德国是很大很大的运动。
And the Pietist movement was a great movement in Germany.
几个重要的中心都在大学里面。
Many of their centers were in university.
这个在 University of Halle 当然是其中的一个。
The University of Halle was among one of them.
现在最有名的是 Tübingen University.
Now the most famous is
Tübingen University.
Tübingen University.
那么大家知道有一个很有名的哲学家叫康德，就是他们中间的人。
And a famous philosopher called
Condor
was among them.
所以我这个是最有名的，你知道就是他们中间的人。
And he was one of their members.
所以你看见西奇所谓的敬虔派，他们原则上是路德会的，没有错。
In principle, these were the Lutherans.
但是这些人给了路德会那些生命。
But
整个活过来了。
In reality, they caused the whole Lutheran church to come back to life.
所以他们读圣经的时候。
When they read the scripture,
他们不光是在讲道理。
They not only were just teaching.
他们要读出实行来。
They want to find applications.
所以弟兄姊妹，他们说，如果主的话是话的话。
If God's word is truly from God,
它不光是真理，
not only is it truth,
它也是道路。
It has to be a way,
而且它也是生命。
It has to be life.
那么对于这一百年，好像大家觉得圣经只有真理，没有别的了。
For over 100 years, people felt that the scripture only contained truth.
但是圣经也是生命。
And nothing else, but the scripture is also life.
而且可以给我们一条路。
It also show us a way.
叫我们有一条路可以走的。
So that there's a way to walk upon.
所以这些人读圣经跟那些人读圣经不一样了。
And the way they study the scripture is completely different now.
新教徒读圣经只讲道理的。
The Puritans only talk about teachings.
他们只讲神学的。
They only talk about doctrines, theology.
但这些德国人读圣经。
But these Germans,
他们用心来读圣经。
They study with their heart.
弟兄姊妹，他们觉得今天的问题不是用头脑来接触主，你要用心来接触主。
And they felt that the issue is not coming to the Lord with their head, but with their heart.
因为这个缘故，现在我们知道怎么读圣经。
And with, from them we learn how to study the scripture.
读圣经不是叫我们做神学家。
We are not to be
读圣经乃是叫我们能跟随主。
We are not to be theologians to study scripture.
我们今天乃是要跟随主。
We read the scripture, you know,
to follow the Lord. 在我们每一个生活里面都能照着主的心意来做。
And that we can live according to God's heart.
所以如果你问 Pietists 他们的特点是什么？
And if you want to find what is the characteristic of
Pietists, 他们的特点就是他们的心。
Their characters was their heart.
你看见他们的心向着神是完全单纯的。
Their hearts were pure toward the Lord.
他们不光在头脑里面读圣经。
Not only they study with their head.
你不要忘记。
With their mind.
因着他们这样读圣经以后。
But because of their study of the scripture.
你看 Campbell Morgan 知道怎么读圣经。
You see how Campbell Morgan learned to study the scripture.
你看你后来 Spurgeon 知道怎么读圣经。
How Spurgeon learned to study the scripture.
后来你知道尼托圣经又怎么读圣经。
How Brother Nee learned to study the scripture.
如果你发现这条路，你问他从哪里来的话。
If you ask them how they learned to do it this way.
你看这条路是从德国来的。
You find that that way was found from Germany.
这个就是敬虔拜的弟兄们他们来的。
Because they came from the Pietists.
在那个时候他们已经实行教会是基督的身体。
They were putting into practice the body of Christ.
今天大家以为细胞小组是好像从来没有过的事情。
And today, some people felt that cell group was something new.
你如果懂得教会历史，在17世纪的时候，你看见主在德国已经这样做了。
And if you look carefully in history, God was already doing that in the 17th century.
那个影响是太大的影响。
And the influence was very great.
他们读圣经影响了我们今天读圣经。
Because they influenced how we study the Bible today.
我们当然要注意真理。
Of course, we need to pay attention.
我们当然要注意神学。
Of course, we need to pay attention to theology.
但是不要忘记，
but don't forget,
我们更要知道主的话是生命，也是道路。
We have to see that God's word is also life.
你不能光用头脑读圣经。
You can't just read the Bible with the mind.
你应该用心来读圣经。
You have to read it with your heart.
他们中间出了一个很有名的人。
And one of their members was very famous.
这个圣经学者，我们今天懂得新约是从他那里来的。
And our understanding of New Testament comes from this Bible scholar.
他的名字叫 John Bengel。
His name is John Bengel.
他是在大学里面，德国大学里面很有名的教授。
He was a very prominent professor in
the
German
university. 许多的教授只叫人佩服点头而已。
And many people admire these with nodding their head.
但这个教授给人的感觉不一样。
But this professor was different.
他的头脑很大，他学问很大。
Of course, he was very educated.
尤其讲到原文的时候 ，well not very 尤其讲到原文的时候。
And especially when you come to the original language.
他走遍很多的图书馆，为了要证明圣经原文怎么说，他花了好多好多功夫。
He went to many libraries, went to many sources to prove one point in the.
这个学问真的叫人点头，没有话说的。
And we have to just give him respect.
但是学生们被他吸引，不是因为他头脑大，不是。
But his students admired him not because of his knowledge.
结果他就你知道后来他写了一本书，这本书是很有名的一本书。
And he wrote the book very famous.
讲到原文的。
Talk about the original language.
你要斯布珍怎么说他呢？
You know what Spurgeon said about
him? 他有一个特点是什么？
You know what was his special?
别人要用一段的话，他一行就写完了。
And he could for another person, it takes a paragraph. For him, it takes a sentence.
就好像讲笑话好几种，有人讲笑话讲五分钟你才笑的。
Just like jokes, some people have to tell you the joke for 5 minutes before you get it.
他有的人是 one line joke, 就是一行就完了。 那这是最经典的。
And for him, he only has one punchline.
那这位弟兄呢 ，John Bangle 就是这样的特点。
John Bangle was such a person.
你如果读他的新约的指南的话，你看见他的的确确给你很多的启发，很多的开启的。
And if you look at his book on New Testament, give you much.
所以难怪他的学生非常佩服他。
And his student really respected him.
所以他们就想知道到底他的秘诀什么，所以他们就有一个学生很顽皮，就偷偷的就跑到他的书房里面，就躲到他书房里。
And they want to understand what was his secret. So they, one of his students,
他们要暗中来看到底他做些什么。
Stealthily, entered his study to see what he was doing.
结果他就把圣经打开了。
And he saw John Bangle open up the Bible.
结果他闭上眼睛。
He closed his eyes.
他有一个祷告。
He prayed.
他是主耶稣啊。
He said, Lord Jesus,
我们又是一次欢聚。
Again, we meet.
欢聚。我们欢喜地聚在一起。
Again, we,
又到了我们约会的时候。又到了我们欢聚的时候。
Again, it's time for us to meet.
所以弟兄姊妹，不是到了我又来研究圣经的时候。
And it's not a time to just
乃是借着圣经能与主相会
analyze the Bible, but through the scripture he can come and draw near to God.
坐在主的脚前
he can sit at the feet of Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？
And now we understand.
这个影响
this his influence
是一个太大的影响
was too great.
所以他们的特点是用心的
So their characteristic.Was their heart?
那我们刚才说过 ，Spanier 后来不是碰到弗兰克弟兄吗
？Now we mentioned earlier that Spanier met Frankie.
弗兰克弟兄他有一个负担，他觉得应该办孤儿院，而且应该要办这个，应该要这个有一个学校来教导人爱主。
Brother Frankie had the idea of establishing an orphanage, taking care of orphans, and educating them.
但是呢，这个孤儿院完全凭着信心的，绝对不向人募捐的。
But this orphanage was maintained by faith.
不要忘记，穆勒当初最早就是从他们中间得着帮助的。
Don't forget, Brother Muller, George Muller, he received help from them.
Muller 凭着信心办孤儿院，那个模式是从敬虔拜那里来的。
The pattern of doing this orphanage by faith came from Brother Frankie.
而这个学校里面出了一个最好最有名的学生就是 Sinzendorf.
And one of the best students that come out of that school was Brother Sinzendorf.
那在哈利这个地方还有一个特点。
Now there's another special thing about Halley.
你知道天主教罗马教士常常到各地去传福音办学校啊办医院这个大家都知道。
We know about the missionary efforts of the Roman Church.
自从马丁路德起来以后从来没有派遣宣教士到别地方传福音的没有的。
Now since the Reformation, the Church never sent out any missionary.
第一个改革以后的传教士是从哈勒传出就是大发出去。
The first missionary that came out after the Reformation was from Halley.
而且这个工作是到印度的工作。
And right away they went to India.
所以他们的 mission 最早都是到了印度，那么印度呢就开花结果了。
And the early missionaries went to India, and that's where they.
结果你就看见那里有很多很多，今天很多的工作就兴起来了。
And many of God's work were raised up.
我有一点的怀疑。
Now I suspect
这个今天印度很有名主使用过的 Bach Singh 的弟兄。
This brother Bach Singh that's greatly used by the Lord.
他的先祖里面很可能就是受了这些传教士的影响。
I suspect that some of his ancestors were influenced by these.
结果，新兴道夫在这个环境底下受了帮助。
And Sinzendorf was under their influence.
所以，等到后来神使用新兴道夫带进摩尔维亚大复兴的时候
，And when God used Sinzendorf to bring about the Moravian revival.
的地方有一个村子叫做 Hernhut， 是个小小的村子。
And there was this tiny village in East Germany called Hernhut。
全世界没有一个地方像这个地方一样打发那么多的传教士出去的。
No other place in the world was sent as many missionaries as that place。
如果你问说这个故事是怎么开始的，是从敬虔盼开始的。
And if you want to ask what is the root of this gathering，
那么新兴道夫他因为在这个环境底下长大。
It began with the Pietists.
所以他六岁的时候，他就和神写，就和主耶稣写情书。
And he grew up in their influence. And when he was six, he wrote love letter to the Lord.
他住在古堡里面，在高塔里面。他写完了以后，把这个信丢到窗户外面去。
And he lived in a big castle on a tower. And after he finished his love letter, he would
然后就祷告说：“主耶稣，求你差遣天使把我的信接住，这是我写给你的信。”
And he would pray to the Lord, Lord, send an angel to take this letter to you.
他每天一定要写一封信。
Every day he would write to the Lord.
等到就后来敌人的军队把他进到他的古堡里面，他还不知道还在那里祷告。
And when some of his enemy entered his castle, he didn't even know. He was praying.
那些要捉拿他的兵丁听他祷告都非常受感动的。
And when the soldier heard his prayer, they were very much moved.
你知道这就是近前派的，近前派的弟兄姊妹就是这样子的。
You know, that was the condition of the Pietists.
从他们那里开始。
From them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，现在你看见说，我们一面明白知道怎么读圣经。
Starting with them, on the one hand, we learn how to study the Bible.
另一面，你看在德国那个地方，一个地方一个地方，你看见神的见证就被兴起。
And on the other hand, you find that the testimony of the Lord is being raised up.
感谢主，教会是基督的身体。
From place to place.
教会是基督的身体，是到了那个时候就已经实行出来。
The church as the body of Christ was put into practice at that time.
这个影响是太大太大了。
The influence was so great.
弟兄姊妹，如果你读这个，你如果读这个威斯里约翰后来他解经的东西。
Now if you read commentaries by Wesley,
他有一套，一套是新约的，一套是旧约的。
And he had two sets, one on the Old Testament, the other on the New.
他的新约就是用刚才 John Bangle 的那一套。
His New Testament was pretty much based on John Bangle's New Testament.
就是
John Bangle's New Testament.
所以如果你读 John Wesley 的解经的话，他的圣经的注解的话。
And so if you read the commentary from John Wesley,
你看见他的新约根本就是金钱派的东西。
His New Testament comment is identical with the Pietists.
那么旧约是谁呢？
How about Old Testament?
旧约就是那套很有名的 Matthew 的那一套东西。
The
亨利马太的那套东西。
Comes from Matthew Henry.
亨利马太为什么那么有名呢？
Why was Matthew Henry so famous?
因为和威斯里约翰同时有一个人叫 George Whitefield.
Because there was someone, a peer of John Wesley called George Whitefield.
他是跪着把亨利马太的注解从第一个字读到最后一个字。
He read the entire Matthew Henry commentary on his knees.
这一跪就把这本书跪得很有名了。
And because of this, this book became so famous.
所以很多人都得他的帮助。
Everyone, many people got help.
但你读这本注解的时候，
Now when you read his commentary,
你看见和这个清教徒东西就不一样了。
You find that it's very different from those from the.
他完全用在日常的生活里面。
They completely they put everything in. They apply everything.
那你读到路德记的时候，你看见路德怎样是个好的媳妇。
And in Ruth, you find how Ruth was such a nice.
你看见拿俄米是怎样好的婆婆，
daughter-in-law,
而怎样好的婆婆。
And you learn how to be a good mother-in-law.
你看人类关系最难的就是婆婆跟媳妇的关系。
You see the most difficult human relationship is between the mother.
所以有一本书是给我们的，就是路德记。
And so God gave us the book of Ruth.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看在近前派的弟兄姊妹身上，这些话都能应用在我们的身上。
You see among the pious, they can apply these words to their lives.
那么到底这个威斯里约翰的他的旧约是什么书呢？
So where did the Old Testament of John Wesley come from?
他的旧约就是亨利马太的旧约注解。
His Old Testament come from Matthew Henry.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在很清楚。
Now it is very clear.
到了十八世纪，你看神的的确确使用威斯里约翰。
That God truly used John Wesley in 18th century.
我们实在为了这个要来感谢主。
We truly need to thank the Lord for
that. 但如果你问说威斯里约翰他从哪里得着这些的帮助呢？
But if you want to find out where did John Wesley receive
his help? 他是骑在17世纪圣灵在德国所做的。
He was really riding on the shoulder of what God was doing in Germany.
然后借助近前派的弟兄，无论是亨利马太或者 John Bangle， 你看见说威斯里约翰就得着这个帮助，也把这个帮助传递给别人。
And he truly rode on the shoulder of people like John Bangle and Matthew Henry, and he widely proclaimed what they had.
但是不止如此。
Furthermore,
你看见神的祝福不能光停留在德国。
God's blessing would not stop only in Germany.
不能光停留在新兴道夫的世界。
Would not be only contained with the influence of Zinzendorf.
新兴道夫是个贵族, 非常有钱的。
Now Zinzendorf was an aristocrat.
他在东德有一大片的土地。
He had a huge parcel of land in East Germany.
在他的附近就是捷克斯拉夫。
And it was very near to Czechoslovakia.
那个时候有好多基督徒受逼迫。
At that time, many Christians were still persecuted.
捷克斯拉夫有两个地方, 一个叫波西米亚, 一个叫摩尔维亚。
And there are two portions of Czechoslovakia. One is called Bohemia, the other is
一个叫做摩尔维亚,
Moravia.
结果他们被追赶受逼迫。
Now, because these Christians were persecuted,
那么在教会历史里面, 这个摩尔维亚的弟兄们可以说已经到了绝种的边缘, 大概就没有了, 从此以后。
And the Moravian brethren were about to go extinct.
所以讲的 Bohemian brother 讲的那些跟随 John Huss 那一班人
And when we talk about the Bohemian brethren those who follow John Huss
我上一次我已经提过了 上一次我已经提过他们
I briefly mentioned about them
你看见这些人到了最后根本好像完全消灭了
You'll find that toward the end they were about to go extinct
所以我们可以说波西米的弟兄们 他们应该正式走到历史了 就没有了
And we were about to see they were completely annihilated in his from his
所以就在那个时候
it was about at this time
你看见他把自己的地打开
Zinzendorf opened up his land
欢迎这些受逼迫的人到他的土地
and he welcomed these persecuted Christians to his land
让他们在那里盖起一个村子来
allowing them to build their villages
这个村子叫做Hernhut 守望村 把这个村子就盖起来了
and that village that they built was called Hernhut
亲爱的弟兄姊妹 感谢主 这一班人乃是摩尔维亚的弟兄们
And this group really comprised of the Moravian brothers
这一班弟兄们是在马丁路德还没有改革以前一百年就看见教会的亮光了
And they understood the light on the church even before Martin Luther
所以第一个更正教会不是路德会
So the first reformers really were not Luther
第一个 Protestant church
Protestant church were not
第一个更正教会乃是联合的弟兄 United Brethren
The first Reformed Church was the United Brethren.
他们在摩尔维亚, 在波西米亚, 森林里面, 他们开始聚会的。
And they began meeting in the forest of Bohemia and Moravia.
现在他们受逼迫, 他们几乎要完全没有了。
And under persecution, they were about to be annihilated.
他们是最喜欢唱诗的一般人。
And these were a group of people who loved singing.
今天我们得着了许多他们诗歌的帮助。
And today we had much heritage of song.
他们把他们所得着的也带到东德来。
They brought with them what they had to East Germany.
但是现在不光在聚会的, 不光有摩尔维亚的, 也有路德会的, 也有Puritan, 这是不同背景的人都在那里聚会。
Now you find that many people of totally different background are gathering together.
但是弟兄姊妹, 因着敬虔派的弟兄们是爱的缘故。
But because of the love of the pietists,
他们不止于爱神, 他们也爱弟兄。
Not only did they love God, they loved their brethren.
所以如果彼此相爱, 我们一定要做合一的见证才可以。
And hence, if they were to love one another, they have to have this testimony of unity.
圣灵果然做工。
And the Holy Spirit was working among them.
你全世界找不到这样不同背景的人。
You could never find another group more diverse than this.
有的路德会, 他用的饼上面还有羔羊的记号的。
And the Lutheran, they still use bread that has the imprint of the lamb.
还有这个敬虔派, 还有不是, 还有这些这个什么清教徒, 你看见说他们有他们的想法的。
And the Puritans had their way of thinking.
那么现在他们有没有可能在一起为主做见证?
Is it possible for them to bear testimony of the Lord together?
感谢主, 有一次薄饼聚会的时候, 圣灵浇灌他们。
We thank the Lord that at the Lord's table on one day,
结果圣灵做工到一个地步, 你看见他们把自己完全奉献给主。
And to a point where every one of them consecrated themselves to the Lord.
虽然大家不同, 可以彼此相爱。
Even though they were different, they could love one another.
那圣灵同在非常明显。
And the presence of the Holy Spirit was very clear.
而且他们有一次唱诗歌的时候, 连着一口气唱100首啊, 我不是说100次唱100首, 是连着一口气唱100首, 你们试试看。
And at one point in time,
in one sitting,
sang through 100 songs.
那这是只有复兴的时候才做这件事情。
And you only find that during a revival.
那不止如此，他们觉得我们要为全世界守望。
And they felt that they need to be the watchman for the whole world.
我们不光圣送传教士到世界各，到西印度的好多地方去。
Not only do we send missionaries to India to other places.
我们要为全世界的复兴祷告。
We need to pray for the revival throughout the world.
所以他们有24小时的守望祷告。
And so they have this watchman's prayer for 24 hours a day.
找了48个人。
And they have 48 people.
每一个人祷告半个钟头。
Everyone will pray for half an hour.
每一个时候都有人在那祷告。
And hence you have people praying 24 hours a day.
你看见这是圣灵做的工作。
You see, this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
最惊讶的是这样。
And what's most surprising,
这样的祷告维持了100年。
They were able to maintain that kind of prayer for 100 years.
如果不是圣灵的工作，怎么可能有这样的一件事情？
It is impossible without the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，你看见圣灵果然在很合的有一个合一的见证出现了。
And you find a testimony of God's unity.
他们完全回到了你看见五旬节那个时候的光景。
They were able to return completely to the condition.
大家不同的背景能够彼此相爱。
Because people from all different backgrounds were able to love one another.
他们能把福音送到各地去。
And they were able to send the gospel everywhere.
有的人是鞋匠，有的人是种菜的，有人种田的，他们就这么把简单的人。
And some were shoemen, some were peasants, very simple folk.
神到处使用他们。
And God used them everywhere they went.
那不光如此，因着他们祷告的缘故。
And because of their prayers.
1727年是他们复兴的时候。
1727, that's the revival.
祷告了100年是1827年。
100 year prayer.
到了1827年的时候。
When we come to 1827,
神果然在英国做了奇妙的工作。
Indeed, God began to do something wonderful.
那个影响是非常长远的。
And that influence is very long lasting.
再过100年。
And then 100 year later.
那就是1927年、1928年的时候。
And that is 1927,
1928. 结果神在中国上海就开始了一个非常空前的工作。
And God began to do something unheard of in Shanghai, China.
弟兄姊妹。你看见这许多的工作
you see all this work,
是因为有一般人爱主
because of a group of people devoted to
the Lord, 他们读圣经用心来读圣经
they read the Bible with their heart,
不光如此
furthermore,
你看见他们的影响乃是一直影响到中国影响到印度影响到全世界
and you can see how far reaching was their influence to China, to India and so on.
主如果恩待我们的话
if the Lord is gracious to us,
我们愿意有一个见证也像这样的见证
and how we desire to have the same kind of testimony as they did.
如果主在东德能够做主在美国也能够做
if God was able to do it in East Germany, God can do it today.
语言不是问题
and language is not the issue.
人种不是问题
racial background is not the issue.
见解不是问题。
Background in faith is not the issue.
我们能够彼此相爱。
Can we love one another?
弟兄姊妹，你看见主怎样使用近前派的弟兄
？You see how God used the pietists.
但是不止近前派。
But not only just the pietists.
神老早在摩尔维亚已经做了一些工作。
God even before them was doing something in Moravia.
神说现在也不是近前派，现在也不是摩尔维亚。
It is God said it is no longer the Pietists nor the Moravians.
就带进了摩尔维亚的大复兴。
But they brought about the Moravian revival.
弟兄姊妹，摩尔维亚的大复兴，严格说来和从前摩尔维亚完全不一样的。
The Moravian revival really had nothing to do with what happened before in Moravia.
现在是另外一个东西被神兴起来了。
It's really something new that God was bringing.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这个你不能说近前派，你也不能说摩尔维亚，但圣灵可以做这样的工作。
And so now. God, the Holy Spirit is doing something that was neither Pietist nor Moravian.
所以弟兄姊妹主在东德做了这个奇妙的工作。
And that's what God was doing in East Germany.
然后你看这些人就到全世界各地去。
And they spread out to all over the globe.
神老早安排好了。
You see, God had this in mind long ago.
如果在英国要有复兴的话
，If there is to be a revival in England,
你看主要借助他们，主怎么借助他们呢
？God had to use them. How did He do it?
结果你知道主在英国拣选了一个人叫做威斯里·约翰，还有一个查理·威斯里。
And God chose someone, John and Charles Wesley.
那么十八世纪就带来一个很大很大的复兴。
They brought about great revival in the 18th century.
结果那个是威斯里约翰要来到 Georgia, 要来到美国，要来做传福音的人。
And when John Wesley came to Georgia, the state of Georgia,
但他还没有得救。
He was not saved.
他已经是圣公会的圣品人了。
And he was already a clergy in the Methodist Church.
他一穿很漂亮的衣服，大家都知道他圣公会的牧师的。
And with his robe, people can recognize he belongs to Methodist Church.
结果就在渡大西，就渡过大西洋的船上，忽然遇见大的风暴。
However, on his way across the Atlantic,
到了最危险，他害怕起来了。
And there was this great storm, and he was afraid.
结果没有想到，坐在底舱的人有一些唱诗的声音。
And he heard someone singing, in the lower cabin.
结果他到了下面，才知道有一班德国的弟兄姊妹。
He went below and found a group of brothers from Germany.
这些人就是摩尔维亚的弟兄们。
These were the Moravian brothers.
结果他们有一个镇定，他自己没有的。
And they had the peace that he didn't.
他非常的惭愧。
He was very much ashamed.
我现在要把福音传给在美国的印第安人，我现在怎么自己我都没有平安呢？
And I am about to share the gospel to the American Indians, and yet I have no peace.
他的印象实在非常深刻。
And he was very deeply impressed by this German brother.
他很有语言天才的。
Now he was very, very articulate.
他们从前在牛津大学聚会的时候，都是用希腊文来交通的。
Oh, you're very gifted in language. When they met in Oxford,
yeah.
They actually spoke Latin.
No, sharing. They are sharing.
Oh, they're sharing.
In Greek. 所以你看见他的语言是没有问题的。
And so, in terms of language, he was.
现在他们看见这个德文的诗歌太好了，太帮助他了。
And these German hymns really helped him.
他说我要把它翻成德文。
And he said I want to translate this into.
他不会德文。
Into German.
他我要翻成德文，但是我不会德文。
Oh.Okay.
He wanted to translate into German, into English. However,
okay.
Yeah,
he wanted to translate him into English, but he couldn't read German.
但是他说我要学德文。
But he said, I want to learn German.
他就利用坐船那段时间把德文学好了。
And he learned German during that voyage.
然后呢，就把那些德文的诗歌就翻成英文的诗歌。
And he translated those hymns into English.
你知道他翻的诗歌实在是好啊。
And you know he did a great job.
然后后来呢，就到了德国，就到了美国。
And when he arrived in America,
那一次他非常失败，就回去了。
Now,
回到英国去了。
He didn't do much, and he returned.
他心中还是没有平安。
And he had no peace in his heart.
那有一个晚上，他参加摩尔维亚弟兄们在伦敦的聚会。
And one night he attended a meeting among the Moravians in England.
差十五分九点的时候。
And a quarter to 9 o'clock,
圣灵对他说话。
The Holy Spirit spoke to him.
他得救了。
He was saved.
那感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
那他真的蒙恩得救了。
Now he is truly saved.
然后神就借着他就带进了一个很大的复兴。
And the Lord used him to bring about a great revival.
那今天的卫理公会或者圣洁运动，我们知道就是借着威斯利约翰和查理威斯利他们带进来的。
We know today the holiness movement and the Methodist Church was brought about by John Wesley.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget,
英国的复兴所以能复兴。
The reason that there could be a revival in England.
神现在德国做了荣耀的工作。
You see, God was doing something glorious in Germany.
然后借着辛辛道夫。
And through individuals like Zinzendorf.
再借着神在教会里面已经做过的。
And through what he had done among the churches.
你看见影响了威斯利约翰。
And that had a great influence on John Wesley.
结果你看英国神兴起了一个大的复兴。
And God brought about a great revival in England.
马丁路德看见因信称义。
Martin Luther saw justification by faith.
现在威斯利约翰看见因信称圣。
And now John Wesley saw sanctification by faith.
你看见本来整个英国的教会是死沉沉，根本没有生命的。
Initially, you only find death among the English churches.
现在整个又活过来了。
Now they come back to life.
弟兄姊妹，现在他们也是一个聚会一个聚会。
And now they have assembly by assembly.
那么这个一个聚会它不叫聚会，叫一个 society， 一个 society， 一个 society。
Now they don't call it assembly or church, they call it society。
今天所谓的细胞小组，一面是抄袭这个，一面是可以说是根据近前派的，一面也是根据当时卫理运动的。
The cell group of today, on the one hand they were following the Pietists, on the other hand they were following the Methodists。
结果弟兄姊妹，你看见，因为它又是符合了圣经里面身体的原则。
Now because this is in agreement with the body principle。
所以神就祝福了。
The Lord blessed them.
然后你看见他们就过结出成圣的果子来。
And they bear fruit of sanctification.
弟兄姊妹，那个影响是太大太大。
Again, their influence is immeasurable.
灵恩运动的开始最早是因为圣洁运动的结果。
The charismatic movement first began with the
主在中国的工作和圣洁的运动发生直接的关系的。
The work that God was doing in China has much to do with the holiness movement.
宋尚杰博士当初就是和圣洁运动接触的。
And Brother John Song was very much influenced by the holiness movement.
尼托斯弟兄当初也是在这个环境下受帮助的。
And Brother Watchman Nee was also under their influence.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看得很清楚的。
So now we see clearly.
你看见圣灵做了何等荣耀的工作。
You see the glorious work that Holy Spirit was
doing. 结果你看见就带进了。不止德国的妇女，整个路德会活过来了。
And not only you find the Lutheran Church was coming alive,
整个英国圣公会也活过来了。
The Anglican Church was coming alive.
你看见威斯利还没有意识另外再设立一个。
You see, John Wesley never intended to start another denomination.
当他有那些聚会的时候
，And when they were meeting,
如果要擘饼的话
，If they were to have the Lord's table,
他还得要请圣公会的人在那里主持擘饼。
He actually invited clergy from the Anglican Church to come and hold the meeting.
但有的地方实在他们不来怎么办呢？
But there were places where they couldn't come.
慢慢的自己就有了一些设立的人。
And slowly they elected the few.
那么他的工作在美国发展的特别快。
Now his work spread especially quickly in America.
那么结果那个圣公会的又不派那些人来美国，那怎么办？难道大家不能擘饼吗
？And when the Anglican Church wouldn't send people to America, what do they do?
所以你看，他就只好自己也设立了一些为主做工的人。
And hence he begins to establish some workers for the Lord.
所以卫理公会到了美国叫做美美会，就这个原因。这不必翻了。
Okay.
这个美英美会，你知道，这的的确到了美国以后，那个情形跟英国不一样了。
And the way they established in America is slightly different from that in England.
这就是后来卫理公会的开始。
And that was the beginning of the Methodist denomination.
威斯里约翰活着的时候。
Now, when John Wesley was still alive,
他曾经到过守望尊亨霍去参观过的。
He actually visited Herrnhut.
他的日记里面写下来。
He put it down in his diary.
他永远不会忘记他在守望村里面所看见的。
And he said he could never forget what he saw in Herrnhut.
弟兄们彼此相爱的情。
How brothers loving one another.
在他日记里面他有一个祷告。
And he had this prayer in his diary.
他说哦巴不得我在Herrnhut所看见的。
And he said, oh, how I long to have what I saw in Herrnhut.
能传遍全世界。
Be spread throughout the whole world.
到了一个地步，好像海洋充满整个的世界一样。
To a degree, just as the ocean covers the surface of the earth.
这是威斯里约翰的见证。
That was the testimony of John Wesley.
弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？
Now we understand.
从17世纪到18世纪。
From 17th to 18th century.
神在德国有一个大的复兴。
God was bringing about great revival in Germany.
神在英国有一个大的复兴。
A great revival in England.
英国有这个大的复兴。
And because of this revival.
你知道很有意思的。这个法国有一个很有名的无神论叫做 Voltaire.
And very interesting, there's this atheist in France called Voltaire.
他在英国受的教育的。
Now, he was educated in England.
他对于贵格会印象最深刻了。
Now, he was very deeply impressed by the Quakers.
他说全世界最后大同的境界应该像贵格会这般弟兄们。
And he said, if ever there's a utopia, it would be like the Quakers.
结果他回到法国。
And when he returned to France,
他相信没有神。
He did not believe in God.
结果法国就爆发了流血的革命。
And because of that, there was a bloody revolution.
那一直到现在，你看这和 Voltaire 也很有很大的关系。他根本不相信有神的。
And it had much to do with Voltaire.
虽然他很欣赏贵格会，这是不错，但是不要忘记贵格运动。但是你看最后他还，你看还是把无神的种子带回到法国。那结果是什么？法国就有了流血的革命。
And even though he was impressed with the Quakers.He brought the atheist idea back to France and brought about this bloody revolution.
神使用威斯里约翰。
God used John Wesley.
因着那个大的复兴。
And because of that great revival.
所以英国就免去了像法国那样流血的革命。
And England was able to avoid that bloody revolution.
那个属灵的影响是不能够数算的。
And again, that, That spiritual influence.
查理·威斯利给人许多好的诗歌。
Immeasurable.
查理·威斯利给人很多的诗歌。
John Wesley gave us many hymns.
为什么那个诗歌那么多人喜欢唱呢
？Why is it that many people love his hymn?
不要忘记，因为那些诗歌是受什么摩尔维亚教会的影响。
Don't forget, because those hymns came from the Moravians.
有人告诉我们说，根本这就是摩尔维亚的诗歌，现在用英文来唱，不用德文唱就是。
And some tell us that these were really Moravian hymns translated into English.
那不止如此，威斯利兄弟得着。奥秘派弟兄们的帮助。
And furthermore, the Wesley brothers were also influenced by the mystics.
所以你看，无论是奥秘派，无论是盖恩夫人，无论是这个宾路易师母，你看，无论是 Josh Fox， 你看见当他们讲到圣灵的地位的时候，你看见圣灵的确又往前做了这个工作。
And you find that whether it was the Pied, Madame Guyon, Jesse Pen Lewis, George Fox, the position, the authority of the Holy Spirit is the same.
所以现在你看，圣灵把这些通通。放在一起。
And now the Holy Spirit was putting them all together.
所以感谢主，你看见现在好像那个架构慢慢就起来了。
And now you see that the building is being built up.
这是到十八世纪末了的时候那个的情形。
And that was the condition in 18th century.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
但是等到这个圣殿被建起来以后
，When the temple was finished，
神的工作没有停止。
God's work did not stop there.
等到第二代成长的时候。
The second generation came.
神就带领以撒拉的人就回来了。以撒拉回来了。
Oh, and God brought Ezra back.
那弟兄姊妹，以撒拉从来没有看见过耶路撒冷。
Now Ezra never seen the old Jerusalem.
结果神在以撒拉身上工作。
And God worked in the life of Ezra.
比从前更进一步的。
And it went one step further than before.
到了十九世纪的时候
，And then when we come to 19th century,
你看见神也同样的兴起第二代来。
And God again raised up the next generation.
现在你看见工作是仍旧继续，但是比从前更大、更靠近完全。
And the work moving forward become greater in scope.Become more complete.
果然就像这个恢复书信里面所给我们看见。
And just like what we see in the book of recovery.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
We thank the Lord.
你看见主怎样借着哈该借着撒加利亚现在你看见圣殿终于完成了。
You see how God used Haggai and Zechariah to encourage people to finish the work of the temple.
但是神还要往前走。
But God continued to go
forward. 如果迟延的话
And if God should delay.
他一定要达到他心中所要做的。
He have to get to what he wanted.
但他十九世纪所做的
，What he did in 19th century.
这些人是骑在先人的肩膀上面。
And these people, they were on the shoulder of the.
以斯拉的工作不是单独的工作。
Now Ezra didn't do it alone.
以斯拉没有什么好骄傲的。
There's nothing to be proud of.
他不是第一次回来，他不是唯有他们回来，他不过第二批回来的就是。
And he was the second group that came back.
所以我们感谢主，这是神在。以斯拉身上的工作。
And we thank the Lord that that's what he done, that God done in the life of Ezra.
那明天早晨如果如愿意的话。
Now tomorrow if the Lord willing.
我们看主在十九跟二十世纪怎么做这个工作。
We want to see what God did in 19th and 20th century.
换一句话说。
In another word.
主怎样在以斯拉身上做十九世纪二十世纪主照着那个模式工作。
And in 19th and 20th century, God was doing what he did as in the life
到了二十世纪的时候
，When we come to 20th century，
就给我们带来一个空前大的丰收。
And God gave us a great harvest。
所以你就能看见神做了何等奇妙的工作。
And so we can see the wonderful work of the Lord。
所以感谢主，当我们读这些故事的时候
，When we read these stories，
但愿教会能找出一条路来。
And may the church find a way。
非常对不起，今天晚上我多借了四十分钟。
I'm sorry tonight. I borrowed 40 additional minutes.
我想我就不还给你们了。
And I don't think I'm able to return.
因为我们的时间实在很有限。
Because our time is very limited.
我们明天一定要讲到十九、二十世纪才可以。
And tomorrow we have to get to 19th century.
所以很对不起，今天晚上多借了四十分钟。
And I apologize for going overtime.
那这样，我们希望明天就不借了。
And hopefully tomorrow will be on time.
我们看看很简单的，我们能够把主所要做的重点，让我们能够明白，我们有一条路，有一个方向能够往前。
And we hope to point out the main points and thereby find a way for.
弟兄姊妹，你们看这些，你看都是连在一起。你看，主的工作是一个一个这样连下来的。
You see that all of God's work is interconnected.
它有一条 silver thread， 有一条银线下来的。
And there is as if a silver thread.
那这条线就给我们看见教会的道路是怎样的道路。
And from that we learn the way of the church.
感谢主，今天我们不是没有路的人。
And we thank God that today it's not that we don't have a way.
主的路已经给了我们。
The way is clearly laid before us.
问题是你要不要走在这条路上。
The question is, do you want to walk upon it?
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our hand and pray.
亲爱的主，我们把这些话交在你的手里。
Dear Lord, we commit these words into your hands.
谢谢你把这些话赏给我们。
We thank you for giving us these words.
我们为着教会的历史向你献上感谢。
Lord, we thank you for what happened in church history.
我们今天得着何等的祝福。
And how blessed we are.
我们弟兄姊妹受了何等的痛苦。
And how much suffering our brothers have gone through.
死怎样在他们身上发动。
And how death was brought about in their lives.
今天生能在我们身上发动。
And how life is brought about in our lives.
我们只好低头敬拜。
Lord, we can only bow our heads and worship.
我们觉得非常的惭愧。
We feel ashamed.
你的路已经为我们铺好了。
Because you have laid down the way for us.
但愿我们能愿意，无论如何的艰难，我们要走在你的道路上。
And Lord, help us to walk on that way at all costs.
特别为着年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Especially the younger generation.
求你把这话讲给他们听。
Lord, you will speak these words into their hearts.
但是他们不是一般关着跟着父母走的。
So that they would not be just a group of people who follow their parents.
但愿让他们知道责任就在他们的肩膀上。
Pray that they will see the burden on their shoulders.
但愿他们从教会历史能够得着启示。
And pray that they will receive revelation from history.
能看见你在这里要做何等荣耀的工作。
Able to see the glorious work that you are
doing. 我们真是把你在西雅图的见证交在你的手。
And Lord, we commit the testimony in Seattle into your hands.
无论如何的艰难。
No matter how difficult things may be,
我们求你从石头里面兴起你的子孙来。
We ask that you will raise up descendants from the stone.
就在美国这个角落。
And even at this corner of America,
愿你的见证继续发光。
And may your testimony shine.
我们来到这块土地上。
Lord, as we come to this land,
我们不懂得为什么你把我们带到这里来。
Though we don't understand why you brought us here,
我们虽然没有像摩尔维亚一样受逼迫来到一个陌生的土地。
Though we came here not because of persecution,
但是我们知道那是为着你自己的见证。
But now we understand it is because of your testimony.
主啊，但愿你的心能够得着满足。
Lord, may your heart find pleasure.
叫我们不再走冤枉的道路。
So that we don't go in any way that's in vain.
就在今天，对许多的年轻人说话。
And Lord, speak to the young people today.
叫我们听见你的话。
So that we could hear your words.
愿你兴起更多的威斯利约翰。
That you will raise up even more John Wesley.
更多的 George Fox.
Even more George Fox.
更多的辛辛道夫。
Even more 辛辛道夫。
来讨你自己的喜悦。
So that you may be pleased.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In the lovely name of the Lord, we ask all of these things.
Amen.
Amen.
我们这次的特会有那个